It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning, everyone.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
It's a rainy Friday.
Oh, man, it's raining. Be careful driving out there. It is slippery.
Yeah, it is.
You need to drive a little slower.
It's beautiful out there, though. I love this weather. I'm totally okay with this weather.
You like it?
I do feel bad for Stever, who washed his car yesterday.
Oh.
But, you know, that's what happened. So we actually should be thanking him because he's the reason that this weather's here.
Thank you, Stever.
When you wash your car in New Mexico, inevitably you have about a 12 to 24-hour period before it rains.
Maybe a ton of people washed their cars yesterday.
Yeah. It's just how it goes, people.
That's what happened.
Yeah. It could be worse. You could be a fan of the Buccaneers.
Oh, man. Come on. We're just going to go straight into it. And for today's edition of Why Steve-O is Depressed.
I think I'm to a point where until they fire Schiano, get a new general manager, and do something, I may just have to become a Broncos fan.
There you go.
Because they're closest.
That's what I've done. I've decided that since I live close to the Broncos, I'm just going to like them.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to me when I lived in Tennessee. I was like, well, I live close to the Titans. Maybe I should like them.
Yeah.
When I was in Mississippi, I didn't like anything.
Yeah, they're the closest, and I have always been a fan of Peyton. So maybe until... Maybe until it makes sense. We're terrible. 0-7!
It's not a good record.
Yeah. So, any advice would be helpful.
Any advice.
0-7!
Static!
Hey! Don't give up on your team, man, even though they are horrible. Don't give up on them.
I know.
He's gonna give up on his team.
Here's the thing. I've been a Buccaneers fan most of my life, and I remember at times where people would make fun of me and call them the Succaneers, and they were awful. I honestly can't remember a time where it was this dreadful. And it's been bad.
You know, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, buddy.
Yeah.
Think of the draft.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Oh, we're going to have the first pick because the Jaguars have an opportunity to win at least a game or two. Mm. So... we have no chance. So
well, on the flip side, how about them Jets, buddy?
Yeah,
go Jets.
Oh, I feel
so
like,
are you a Jets fan?
Yes, sir.
I feel like Revis is just sitting there staring at the Jets, rethinking his entire life.
Yeah, so, that sucks, but
yeah,
that is what it is.
I had really high hopes for this season. So
yeah.
All right, well, congratulations.
Hey, two things.
Yeah.
Can I do a breaking news bit?
What?
Sure, man.
Yeah. Can I get the music?
Yeah. Would you like to have my job?
This has never been requested. Like, I was expecting a song request or a heck yeah.
Breaking news. People in Albuquerque cannot drive.
Oh, that's not breaking news.
Well,
sadly, that's been reported before.
I guess so.
You can't have my job, friend.
Yeah, that's not breaking news. Especially, the breaking news is maybe that the rain has come and once again people have lost their driving minds. So, yeah.
What is it about rain that makes us forget what a steering wheel is and
I don't know.
Where we are at the same, like, you know, we're like, what is this missile?
Well,
death. I remember hearing Allstate did like some kind of survey or something, and Albuquerque was like the second worst state or city rather in the United States for driving.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, definitely a believable scenario.
I feel like we don't have as many defensive drivers as we should. Everybody's on offense, and so with no defense, my Buccaneers They can attest to what happens with no defense.
Did you see how it went back to the Buccaneers?
So,
this is what's going to happen all weekend.
Everybody's trying to play offense, and nobody's on the defense looking out for each other, and you have these dudes racing by, and yeah, even on Paseo this morning, we were driving, and sure enough, this little PT Cruiser was like, oh, I'm going. And
wow.
So, We had those guys, Speed Racer, Racer X. They were all weaving in and out of traffic.
We didn't see Golden Cadillac guy.
We did not see Golden Cadillac guy. No, but he exists.
No, he's probably driving something else because he probably wrecked that Cadillac.
No, you know what? We saw him a couple of weeks ago,
and he was weaving through.
He was weaving.
Yeah,
at a it was slightly slower.
Obviously, did not learn.
He was still going.
Yeah. So, anyways, okay. You said two things. Yeah. That was one.
Oh, and I've started doing the podcast of Shock Therapy.
Uh-huh.
And I am, I don't know, what is it? It's like October 2011 or something. I don't know. Thank you guys for putting that on, man. That's so awesome.
Dude. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, Nate is absolutely hysterical.
He is.
Awesome.
You should keep listening. It gets better and better.
Oh, man. It's yeah. Thanks for listening, man. We love doing that, and yeah, we're fans of our job.
Right on.
Well,
I'm a fan of you guys doing your job.
All right. Hey, thanks for never giving up on us when we sucked.
Yeah.
Have a great day, man.
Hey, you too, guys.
All right. Later. See, you just talk it out.
Talk it out. Hash it
out. Feel better about it.
You don't feel better.
I don't. I really don't.
You will, though. You'll feel better.
For those that aren't football fans, my team, the Buccaneers, they're 0-7 now. They played Thursday Night Football. National stage last night for Thursday Night Football.
They were on Thursday Night Football with that terrible intro by whoever that is singing.
Oh, I don't know.
This is my city.
Do you remember the Bruce Willis movie, The Last Boy Scout?
No.
Okay. It was long ago with Damon Wayans, and the opening scene was like Monday Night Football style, and it was before Monday Night Football was Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And in it, it's like that. There's the performers and the crazy theme song, and it's like insane. And yeah, it's become a spectacle.
Do you think that's how they got to where they are, because they desensitized everybody by putting it in a Bruce Willis movie?
Maybe.
You like all the action dudes were
flash
like.
And
so that, when did that movie come out? Was that back when he was like in his action peak?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So
that was right in the midst of Die Hard.
Yeah. Okay. All the dudes were like, man, Bruce Willis, he's the man.
Yeah.
He's the man. Whoa. Man, football's pretty cool, man. If football was like that, I could get into that.
No.
It's pretty cool.
It's the opposite.
Bruce Willis likes it.
I just don't see any dudes on the couch like, oh, man, I missed the Carrie Underwood theme song intro. Can you rewind it?
Oh, yeah. They're not, like,
I missed
stoked
it.
About it. But on the inside, they're like, well, I can handle it because it was in that Bruce Willis movie that time.
I guess.
He liked it.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan. And, yeah, Thursday Night Football, of all of the
I don't like that
football
song.
Theme songs, that's the worst one.
My city!
I don't even know who that is.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Does anybody know who that is? If you know who that is, call us.
505-338-3700. It is Team Austin Morning Party. We got a great show today. Sam Swan's going to be joining us today. We're going to have Rick in studio as well, talking about an event coming up this weekend, Noise.
Oh, yeah. We
free hip-hop event.
We have guests coming up.
Yeah, we do. We've got a jam-packed show today. So, coming up at 6:45, birthdays. You can get a birthday shout-out in right now. studio@mystaticradio.com. It's Team Austin Morning Party. No, Static.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Austin Morning Party on Static Radio.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the show. It's a morning show. Team Austin Morning Party. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's a little rainy, but that's okay.
Dude, I'm excited. We got some cool stuff coming up. Rise from the Grave, less than a week away. Your chance to score tickets to that coming up a little later today. Yes, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Almost and Archibald going down on Halloween at the Lobo Theater.
All right.
Also want to remind you, speaking of Lobo Theater, Nob Hill area, got something going down. This Sunday.
12
to 9. please go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We have a flyer there. If you want to help support Static Radio, the best way you can do that right now is by going to your Facebook page and sharing this flyer with everyone. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the information out there and, yeah, check out what's going down this Sunday. It's Giving Back Sunday.
I want to do a serious sigh into the microphone.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Because that is me expressing frustration if people don't help us out on Sunday. I'm just gonna sigh.
I think it's gonna be packed.
And I'm not talking about that old crazy dude from Duck Dynasty. I'm talking about
those guys made it to the news. This week, didn't they? With some comments that
spelling
they
out
made.
Gospel truth.
Yeah, in an interview, and I thought it was awesome.
The media couldn't take it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, they definitely could not. We will have to talk about that coming up. Maybe in the 7 o'clock hour sure. When Sam Swan gets here.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
He's
him.
Baptist.
He's a good dude.
He'll understand. He can decipher their language.
He'll get it.
Yeah.
I have like this one little tuft of hair that keeps getting in my face.
Coming up at 6:45, we've got birthdays. If you would like to get a birthday shout out in, you can do so. studio@mystaticradio.com. You can also Facebook us, tell us whose birthday it is, and while you're there, share our flyer. It'd be awesome. You ready for some breaking news there, buddy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news. Me and Dawn just figured out that my dad's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So help me remember, everyone.
What are you getting?
My dad?
Your pops. You don't have to say now because he could be listening.
He probably is.
Yeah, because it's 8:30 out there.
No, he's listening.
8:30.
He might be listening. I'm not telling you what I'm getting you.
All right.
Okay. Breaking news. Also, the most important item of breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Something came in the mail for me yesterday.
Yep.
I put up a picture on my Instagram.
Yep.
If you don't follow me on Instagram, you didn't see it. And I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Can we give him a hint?
No hints. Not even one little hint.
No little hints whatsoever. Nothing. It was a pretty important piece of
thing.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, back to breaking news.
Oh, okay.
A galaxy 30 billion light years away has been discovered.
What?
We're going to have to send out Star Trek to go get it and bring it back so we can look at it.
Speaking of Star Trek, my nephew ran into Alice Eve yesterday.
Yeah, and Matthew Broderick.
And Matthew Broderick.
In the ABQ.
No pigs filming a movie.
Matthew
here.
Broderick. I love you. If by chance you're listening and you're not, but if you were, I love you. Brett Favre was invited back to the NFL by the Rams.
Oh, see, okay, here's the thing. This is why I will always go, you know what? My team sucks right now, but we're not that desperate. So, I love you, Buccaneers. Even though right now it's a little bit of a letdown of a season, I don't blame you, team. I blame you, Shiano.
Shiano!
Yes, I'm blaming the coach.
Shiano.
Oh. Shiano Reeves.
No, we can't sully the name of Keanu with
Shiano.
Yeah,
this is true. This is very true.
That's a sad situation.
I don't think it's going to work out, this whole Greg Shiano thing.
A private space company is offering a near space balloon ride for $75,000.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say $75.
Yeah,
and I
right.
was going to do it.
No, dude, the insurance on that's probably like $74,000.
Ah!
Whew. A new study shows that bacon will help you live longer.
Of course it will.
Of course it will.
Who did that study? Thebes?
Does he not like bacon?
He loves bacon.
That's what it is. He's going to comment. What do you mean I don't like bacon? What's wrong with you?
He's a man.
Dummy head. A teaching assistant. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. A teaching assistant at the University of Iowa was supposed to send the class answers to math questions, but accidentally sent her nude pictures of herself and her boyfriend.
Okay.
Can you imagine a college teaching assistant? Man, that's a goof up.
She was supposed to send them to who?
To class answers. Send her class the answers to math questions.
Okay, I gotta lie down.
You know what that is? Hey, you know what that is? That's the sum of all fears.
What?
Get it? Because it's a math question.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sending out naked pictures of yourself and your boyfriend.
Gosh. How old were these kids?
She's a teaching assistant.
It so doesn't say what grade.
We're at least... No, at the University of Iowa. What are you doing over there? Uh-oh. My dad's listening.
Oh, no!
Don, my dad's listening, and he's asking for a hint for his present.
Oh, no.
I'll give you a hint for your present, Murray Lott. It was me, and it came 30 years ago. You're welcome.
Woo!
That's all you get.
Congratulations. That's the best gift you could get.
No, it's not. John McCain says that he's thinking about running for re-election to the Senate in 2016 when he is 80. 80 years old.
Good job.
Robots live forever. Justin Bieber was searched at the airport in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh.
Scientists in Spain who study the effects of car crashes plan to ditch crash test dummies in favor of actual dead bodies. Oh. Talk about a new car smell, am I right?
What?
Yeah. In Australia, state after state is banning tanning booths in the hope of reducing the number of cases of skin cancer.
Wait, I'm just waking up. Can you go back and do the last one again?
Oh, you want to hear the dead body
yes,
one?
Yes, okay. Can you do that?
Scientists in Spain who study the effects of car crashes plan to ditch crash test dummies in favor of actual dead bodies.
I believe those are called cadavers. Hey-o! Cadaver!
I said sum of all fears to math, and you didn't get it. And now you're saying cadaver.
I'm just waking up.
It sounds like you were going to say Kardashians.
I mean, is there any difference? I mean, yeah!
Look at
him. Yeah! I'm just trying to wake up. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Thieves in the UK robbed a truck of 6,400 cans of baked beans.
Of baked beans?
Must have been Bush's baked beans.
Ambush's baked beans? Stop. I right?
Somebody stop him.
They were
I'm not stealing. Doing Jim Carrey jokes. Somebody okay. stop him.
Okay. Okay.
An Indiana high school chemistry teacher. Oh my gosh. Has been fired for taking a group of teenagers to a strip club for one of the students' birthdays.
I don't have anything waiting.
That's like Varsity Blues gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Actually, it's like real life.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that... What's going through that teacher's mind? This won't get me in trouble. This is fine. I'm just being a good role model.
Man.
No, sir. Or madam. I don't know. Looks like that's your breaking news today. Some of these other things we can talk about later
on. Yes. Got some good topics for the day. I'm slowly waking up.
He is. People, he's waking up. Give him a break.
Getting them puns.
Hey, give him a break. Give him a break. Breaking muscle piece of that fancy feast.
Wait, what? That's not how it goes.
It's not?
I guess. Okay. 6:45. Birthdays. Since tomorrow's a Saturday, can we shout out to Murray today?
Yeah, we can do that.
Since we don't have a show tomorrow.
That's funny. I was thinking. I was like, I'm going to have to tell him happy birthday. Team Awesome Morning Party now.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
I mean, at least we try.
What do we try?
To make your morning a little more awesomest.
Oh. Yeah, we do try. We try to do that.
You know who helps with that a lot?
Who?
Stever.
Where is he?
What? What? What?
Oh my gosh.
Is it
happening?
Oh, it's Friday.
Is this the Flashback Friday for today?
Oh.
You guys didn't pick something.
We surely did not.
We were worried about the Bucks all morning, and now I feel awesome.
That's okay. We'll go with Hall & Oates today.
Yeah. Oh, man. Can do.
Now, if that doesn't make you smile.
Oh, man.
Then you're a cruel person.
Oh, any song you got to ooh, ooh?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Turn it back up.
For real.
Nah, we got to go to birthdays.
Can we play that one again like 6 times?
That's a, hey, it's your show.
I just got so jazzed.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Yes. Hall & Oates it is.
So what birthday? You got a birthday for tomorrow?
Oh, my dad.
Oh.
Murray. Yeah.
Mr. Lott?
Mr. Murray Lott. Murray Thomas Lott.
Hey. Murray.
The first.
Murray. Murray was a great character on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, yeah.
Played by Gavin McLeod.
There have been many great Murrays in history.
Boy, the there's Concord. Another Murray I know.
Who?
Who's a friend.
Yeah, actually.
Who?
A buddy Murray. He's Australian. Yeah, Cody.
Murray.
Kid you met, Cody? His dad.
Nice.
Yeah, Murray. Murray's a great guy.
He's Australian.
All the Murrays I know I really like. I bet I like Mr. Lott.
You would.
He's
happy
funny.
Birthday, Mr. Lott. All right. I'm saying Mr. Lott, he's probably my age.
Yeah.
I think he turns like 41 today.
On that, somebody called me Mr. Jeter this week.
Hey, Mr.
Like
Jeter.
A younger
Yeah,
person,
get used to it.
And I freaked.
Get used to
that
it.
That is not okay.
You heard Caleb when he was in here on Tuesday.
Oh.
Hey, Mr. Ryman.
No.
All right, so it's the 298th day of 2013. 67 days remaining. 2 months.
Yeah.
Till Christmas.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Man, I'm so happy about Christmas.
I'm pretty jazzed.
I'm always happy. I'm happy about Christmas all year long.
Yeah.
Holla notes, baby.
Later. All right. From the Father Dowling Mysteries and Down and Out in Beverly Hills, this is the gal that wore the habit on the Father Dowling Mysteries.
Okay.
Set in Chicago. Did you guys ever watch that?
No.
Her name's Tracy Nelson. It was the guy who played Mr. Cunningham on Happy Days was a priest, and they solved mysteries.
Yeah. I've never even heard of this.
I haven't either.
Right. 67.
Wait, no. Father, I do remember this from when I was a kid. Father Dowling Mysteries.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Priest detective guy. I can kind of picture him.
So I said
I didn't watch it.
She wore a habit. I don't know if she was a sister officially or she was trying to become a sister. I don't know. But Tracy Nelson, that actress, is celebrating a birthday today.
What did I say? 60-something.
60.
60.
61.
She's 50.
50.
Okay. Yeah, she's 50.
Yeesh. No clue.
All right.
What is this wonderful thing?
Sounds dated.
From Spin City.
Ah! City!
Also in The Good Wife, Instant Mom and Anger Management.
Heather Locklear.
I think he was in Hamburger Hill, too.
It's a boy.
The old Army movie, the
Bill O'Reilly.
No, it's Michael Boatman.
No idea.
Yeah, well, it's his birthday.
Happy birthday, guy.
It gets better, guys. Hang in there.
No.
Michael Boatman.
Yeah.
52.
57.
He's 49.
49.
Okay. You guys don't know who Michael Boatman is?
No.
Well, let's move on.
Okay. Ooh. Sounds dramatic.
From A Beautiful Mind.
Russell Crowe.
Deja Vu. In Deja Vu, he was with Val Kilmer in the van scientific experiment thing. He's also in Saving Private Ryan, which we're listening to.
Yeah.
Adam Goldberg.
I can't picture
his
face.
Yeah, you'll know him.
He's the, like, weird, like...
In A Beautiful Mind, he was one of the scientist friends that... Yeah.
He always plays this, like, quirky...
I'll look him up after we guess the birthday.
Yeah.
We'll say, 38.
39.
43.
You know him. I'm trying to think of what movie you know him from.
If I could see him.
He was on Friends.
Sounds like a song, If I Could See Him.
If I could see him.
He was on some episodes of Friends. Never seen this, so
love
I'm out.
This show.
I'm out.
They played the show. And, oh, I see. I looked up Adam Goldberg. Yeah, I see him now. Ready to race
to you. Marion Ross.
No clue.
Mrs. C.
Nope. So does that mean she was like a mom?
Yeah, she played Richie Cunningham's mom.
82. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Feels so right.
can't be wrong.
Oh, man.
Rocking and rolling all week long.
Do the hop. He's never going to guess because he's singing.
Do the hop.
I am not going to do the hop.
Let's go.
That was Bill Haley in the comments. This is Happy Days.
Let's do it.
She's 85.
Okay.
Oh, come on. I was close.
I was a little off.
What did you
guys
say?
Need
I said
to,
82.
You did good.
You guys need to stream some Happy Days. Get it in your life.
Yay!
It's Matthew from Albuquerque's birthday today. He's a mature 14.
It is...
Here, Matt will get this. This Go guy ahead. Was the keyboard player on The Office.
Oh, Daryl.
Yep.
Daryl Philbin.
Yep, Craig Robinson celebrating a birthday.
Man, that dude's funny.
He is funny.
Was he in Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yes.
Okay.
And he was in This Is the End.
Got it.
Yeah.
He is my 40.
My favorite Office thing with Daryl is when Michael comes up to him and says something. And then Daryl looks at him and goes, "Start over." And it's the funniest. That's my favorite.
I like it. Daryl I like moment. It when he's going in to get a raise. And then Michael tells him what he makes, and Daryl laughs.
He takes his cell phone out, and he's like, "Hang on, man. I got to text the guys. They got to know this. Mike, you've been working here for how long?" Okay, I think he's 36. I said 40.
Let's see. Craig Robinson, who plays Daryl Philbin on The Office, is 42.
Ah!
Yeah.
I keep coming up short.
All right.
So close. What? Nancy Cartwright.
Nancy Cartwright. Yeah! Celebrating her birthday.
Bart's voice.
That's Bart.
You oh, mean man. To tell me that boy is a girl?
Thanks, Nancy, for teaching me how to be an adolescent when I was an adolescent. Single parent, always working, and I was at home watching Fox television.
Yeah!
Shows like The Simpsons, Married with Children, and In Living Color.
Yeah, I actually first saw The Simpsons on The Tracy Ullman Show.
Man, yes!
When, you know what I was watching? I was still watching like Power Rangers and stuff.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's not okay.
I know. I actually remember that, Stever. Tracy
Come
Ullman
on, Murray. Show. What were you that's letting it. This kid do? Watch the Power Rangers.
They weren't letting me watch The Simpsons and Married with Children.
Which is good. I remember the first time I said, "Don't have a cow." And I thought my mom was going to reach across the table and kill you.
Probably, yes. Yeah.
Just but murder. We were Baptist, so she couldn't do that.
All right, it's Nancy Cartwright's birthday.
She is, man. I'm going to say she is 51.
I'm going to say 46.
56.
Ah!
Yeah. She's,
wow.
Yeah, she sounds young,
she's
right?
She's still doing that voice.
Yeah.
Still doing making it. That money. Make that money, man.
That's right.
Katy Perry's birthday?
Wow, Matt.
You don't mess with me.
Dude, nicely done.
Wow.
Dude.
How could I not know what this song was after the other day? Everybody was so mad at us.
Why? For adding this?
How many people were really mad at
they
us?
Weren't.
I think
they
there was
really
like
mad.
One person that was mad and everybody else was stoked.
Oh. Yeah, that one person that was emailing like, "She's an agnostic!"
Yeah.
Katy Perry celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Katie.
Happy birthday, Katie Hudson.
This is going to be the ultimate. I think she is... gosh, this is a good song.
I know.
I think she's like 32.
No. She is...
31.
I'm trying to think... Okay, I'm trying to do real math here. When the Echoing Green was rocking Supernova, she was in the studio doing a Katie Hudson record with them at the same time. She was a kid. Yeah, you might be right. I'm going to say 30.
What have you guys done with your lives? 29.
29.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. She's one of the most popular artists in the world.
No. Lost it.
We know what this is.
No.
No, we do.
Lost it.
You want some more help?
No, we got this.
No, you don't.
Maybe.
Wait. Wait. No.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Want more help?
I've seen all good people.
Yes. Help him. That was a sigh.
MTV?
Oh, Sam Swan is going nuts. He's listening going, you guys.
It's MTV's birthday?
No.
Oh, that was some programming.
Oh, and Tim is probably listening.
Yeah, he's going that.
Yeah.
Is this Owner of a Lonely Heart?
Yes. Which would be.
Oh, who sings it?
Take a guess.
I can't.
Take a guess.
I don't know.
Take a guess.
Is this their biggest hit? Can you give us more help?
I gave you some pretty good songs there, guys. And this was on that. I don't know how to help you guys out, man.
It's not like Boston, is it?
John Anderson of Yes, celebrating a birthday today.
No.
Tim says to play Roundabout.
Well, I played the beginning of Roundabout. That was Roundabout.
Oh. Yeah.
Bill Peterson is losing his mind right now as well.
Yeah.
He's texting me.
Yeah.
So what?
John Anderson, the high voice of Yes.
Were they a big deal? I mean,
yeah.
Oh,
they were a big deal.
Man.
No? Yes?
It's another one of those.
Yes?
It's not quite as big as yesterday when I couldn't get Gimme Shelter.
They're like ELO, right?
No, they're rock.
Do I need to punch him?
ELO isn't rock?
ELO is more of bubblegum rock.
Are they like LFO?
Okay, so anyway.
Yes.
John Anderson of Yes. Oh, this was a good one. You wouldn't know it, but it's a good one.
Obviously. I apparently don't know any Yes.
How old do you think the guy is?
Just say no. 62.
66. He says 6.
Bill Peterson says they're as big as Zeppelin. No!
No, they're not as big as Zeppelin, but they're more associated with Zeppelin than they are ELO.
I'll
explain later.
In the day.
Okay. So, did you guys both guess?
Yes.
He's 69.
Aww.
Yeah. Man, you guys.
Sorry,
dude. Did I say 68 or 67?
I thought you said 67. I said
okay.
We are to dates. We are to dates. On this date in what year, the Archbishop of Dubuque, Francis J.L. Beckman, denounced swing music as a degenerated musical system,
yes,
turned loose to gnaw away at the moral fiber of young people, warning that it leads down a primrose path to hell.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Same thing they said about what? Rock and roll, heavy metal, rap, probably country, pop.
Swing music is, wow. All right.
In case you guys haven't noticed the trend, it's pretty much when any musical style gets popular, it's automatically of the devil.
It was pretty rebellious. Back in this time, it was the rebellious kids that were doing it.
On this date in 1946.
1941.
1938. Oh! You guys need help, man.
I almost went late 30s.
Yeah.
Almost did.
You should have.
But I did not, and I regret it!
Never watched an episode of this show, but on this date in what year the TV show Newhart debuted, starring Bob Newhart as Dick Loudon. Also on the show, three lovable brothers, Larry, Daryl, and Daryl.
And Daryl. 77.
74.
82.
Oh,
You guys are talking about the Bob Newhart show that was on in the 70s.
Okay.
This is the one where they owned a bed and breakfast in Vermont or something.
He had like four shows.
He had the two main shows.
He had the one in the 90s where he was a
Bob
comic
Newhart
book
show.
Artist.
This is obviously a different show called Newhart.
Yeah.
He had a third show.
Totally different.
Third show in the 90s.
My bad.
Okay.
where I was born.
On this date in what year the wreck of Confederate submarine Hunley was found off Charleston, South Carolina by underwater archaeologist who wrote a googly.
You think I'm not a good googlizer just because I can't say you googly?
Dr.
I think it's this song throwing you off. Who is this?
Dr. Ely Spence. I don't know, but the program I use, Beatles didn't allow their music on.
Oh, this is the Beatles?
No, it's not. It's the Beatles cover.
Hey, why is Steve-O?
Dr. Ely Spence was the guy who found it. Hunley was the first submarine to sink a ship in warfare.
Were the Beatles a big band?
Nobody's even going to.
What year did they find the Hunley?
1892.
Submarine. 1901.
1970, they found the Hunley.
Dang it.
It was made out of an old water heater, I think. It was very small. Yeah. Guys, like, manually paddled the submarine.
Ridiculous!
Crazy? On this date in what year Windows XP was officially released?
Yes. 2000...
1999.
What? No. Windows XP? Wasn't that...
No, wait. There was Windows 2000.
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot about that.
I was going to say 2002.
I was thinking of 98, and then I was skipping straight to...
Boom. I say 2002. No, wait.
No, because we used it in high school.
XP?
Yeah. Was it 2001?
2001.
Yeah!
First one of the whole morning. You guys are doing terrible.
Whatever. He was going 90s.
I graduated high school 2001.
I think it might be the rain.
Yeah.
Rain kind of messed you guys up.
Yeah. Sure Blame wish, it on the rain.
Sure do wish Hall & Oates had a song about rain.
And by the way, I did clean my car yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'll probably have to go do that again today.
That sounds cool.
All right. Today, car cleaning day, I guess.
There you go.
It is 2 months till Christmas.
Yeah.
It's Make a Difference Day.
Yeah, it is.
It's National Forgiveness Day.
Forgive me!
It's World Pasta Day. It's Sourest Day. Life giving you lemons? Sourest Day is the day to shout about it. Reserve the right to be grumpy, irritable, and sour about the world and everything in it.
Shouldn't tomorrow be Forgiveness Day then?
Yeah.
Today is Punk for a Day Day.
Ooh.
It's Frankenstein Friday, celebrating the birth of Frankenstein and its creator, author Mary Shelley.
Yes!
Who wrote the story at the age of 21.
That is awesome.
And it is also Greasy Foods Day.
Greasy Foods Day.
Greasy Foods Day. There you go.
Greasy.
Yes! It is also Flashback Friday. Hashtag Flashback Friday. Hall & Oates.
Is there a Hall & Oates song you want to hear? Let us know about it.
What I want.
Why was this not a karaoke song? We gotta take a quick break. Coming up, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Yeah.
More Hall & Oates. Apparently we got some good topics today because Matt won't even share them with me.
Or do we?
I thought you said we had some stories coming up.
Maybe.
Oh, man.
There's always a maybe after
there
that.
There is. That's how we do here at Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh, yeah.
Static Radio. This is not Hall & Oates.
No. It's on the cloud. I have to... It's on the cloud!
Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O, Mateo. Joining us in studio right now, Sam Swan.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Mr. Samuel Swan.
What is happening, my good friends?
What is happening?
Oh, you know, just...
Nothing.
Just chilling.
Our chillin'. Boy Jason over in Louisiana has sent us some Hall & Oates requests.
Oh, that is awesome. Awesome. It is Flashback Friday.
Yeah.
Of course, if we had been better prepared, I would have had it all set up.
Well, the thing was, on the way here, we were totally distracted. Last week on the way here is when it just happened. The idea came to us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This day, it's raining, cars are flying around like bullets.
I was mourning the loss of my team.
Yes. Yes.
Gosh. It's hard to be a Buccaneers fan.
They can't find your team right now?
Yeah, they can't.
Oh.
Obviously not.
What? How are they doing this year?
0-7.
Oh.
Yeah. We're over.
They should have the non-Super Bowl between the Giants and the Buccaneers.
No, the Giants have won one.
Well, but that's only one. That's all they're going to get.
AFC would be the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's true.
Hey, look, maybe fans would show up because it's two teams in Florida. So the Jags and the Bucks, they can play each other. My buddy Shay from Calvary Santa Fe, he's a huge Jags fan. So we just like hug each other every time we see each other.
That's
and just know
the body being the body, brother.
Yeah, man.
Just loving each other.
Just loving each other.
Walking through tough times.
It's gotta happen.
Gosh, man. But you know, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. In light of eternity, as Steve always says.
That's right. Steve's a wise
fellow. Light of eternity. So it is Flashback Friday.
Yeah.
Got some good stuff today.
Cool.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, there
Hall
you go.
Hall & Oates.
There you go.
That'll be today's show. Oh, man.
Have you seen it's an old promo now, maybe a year or so, but the TV show Psych, they did a spoof with Hall & Oates.
Really?
To promote their show. You need to check that out on YouTube. It was pretty clever.
All right.
That show's kind of funny anyway, but
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, man.
How you doing, Sam Swan?
I am doing very well.
Yeah?
I'm doing very well.
Life's treating you?
Life's good. It's good. We had our annual state convention meeting here in Albuquerque. We have it in different places around the state.
Yeah.
Like next year, it'll be in Deming, New Mexico.
Okay.
Whoa.
So this year, it was here in Albuquerque, and so we had a bunch of Baptists descend upon the city.
All right.
It was awesome.
What do you guys do when you get together? Because you can't play music.
We can dance.
We play
dance.
We can dance as long as we keep one foot on the floor.
Okay. We can dance if we want to. We can leave our friends behind.
That's right.
But if your friends don't dance and say they don't
That's
dance,
right.
they ain't no friend of mine.
Well, we that was brilliant. We get together and fellowship, and we make business decisions for the convention.
Okay.
You know, technically, I work for all the Baptist churches in New Mexico.
Right.
That's how it works out. And
okay.
We don't tell them what to do. They kind of...
Yeah.
We work together in partnership and all that. So, we have business, a little bit of business meeting, heard some great preaching, man, some great sermons during this time.
That's cool.
Dr. Chuck Kelly, who's the president of New Orleans Seminary.
Okay.
He delivered. He brought it.
Yeah.
He brought it to the house, man. It was nice.
That's cool. Where my granddad went to seminary.
Oh, is that right?
New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary.
It's a good school. It's a really good school. I know some really, really quality guys that come out of there. They do good training for ministry, and it's not just book stuff. They make them do some practical stuff, which is, in the old days, they didn't necessarily do that sometimes.
Yeah.
They just did all the book stuff, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, but my granddad's job while he was in seminary, like his job to work his way through seminary, he was a janitor.
Oh, yeah, a lot of guys do that.
And so he would always, he's got a really cool story.
Yeah.
My granddad. My papaw. I love you, papaw!
That's awesome.
I love you too, granddaddy. He's got a cool story too. He's a postman.
FYI, producer extraordinaire Stever is the one that is picking the Hall & Oates song, so the fact that we're talking about the Baptist convention and playing Out of Touch is not my doing.
But maybe it's the Lord's doing. Just kidding, Sam.
I don't think he's even paying attention. I think he just threw the greatest hits on.
I think you're right.
Incredible.
I think you're right, yeah. Send your letters to
studio@mystaticradio.com is the website.
Hey, speaking of contention,
we both grew up Baptist,
so we down in it.
Hey, that's funny. Me too.
Yeah.
I just stayed.
Yeah.
The Lord called us out of it, and He made you go right back in and work for Him.
Yeah.
The whole state.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. I love it.
Oh, man. This is incredible. It is Team Austin Morning Party. We've got like 1,000 stories here.
I know, Steve-O, somebody's messing with you over the internet right now.
What?
Jason.
What's he saying?
From Louisiana. Guess who he's talking about.
He's talking about the Saints, I'm sure.
He says, and the fact that we should have lost to the Bucks baffles me as a Saints fan.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Keep your head
you
up.
You should have.
Who dat?
And then Our buddy Steven was at that game.
He says, who dat? Not the Bucks.
Yeah.
Has Dave ever told y'all the story about who dat?
No.
Okay, so Dave started getting into the Saints.
Dave Stovall.
Dave Stovall of Waverly.
Because I was going to say, Dave Adams, drummer for the EG.
No.
Family's like from there. He's a crazy Saints fan as well. Yes.
Okay, well, my Dave, not your Dave, my Dave.
He started, could be our
he
Dave.
He started getting into the Saints.
Okay.
And he he was texting his cousin or something who is this huge Saints fan. And he was like, Dave texted him and said, "What about those Saints?" And then his cousin replied, "Who dat?" And then Dave said, "The Saints." I'm not kidding. This really happened.
Football team in New Orleans.
And so then he's like, "No, who dat?" And he said, "The Saints, the football team. Did you see the game?" And the guy was like, "Who dat is the Saints slogan?" And then Dave was like, "Oh." And so that's, he was like, "I totally outed myself as like a new fan."
As a new wow. bandwagon. That is a bandwagon New Orleans Saints fan. That's right. That's right. I remember the days of the Aints.
Oh,
those
yeah.
Those guys that were sitting in the stands with the paper bags over their face, the New Orleans Aints. And so when they started winning some games, I felt some love for my Saints friends who, because it was a long time coming.
Maybe people will get excited if the Bucks ever win. Maybe.
Nah.
Well, that one year they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, 2002.
Yeah.
Best year of my life. I was telling him yesterday on the couch. Best year of my life. I got married that year.
Yeah.
The Bucks won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Angels won the World Series.
I had forgotten about that.
The Ducks went to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
It was like, cool, man.
And
thank you so much.
When didn't Spider-Man 2 come out in 2002? I need to look this up. This is important.
You need to check that out. We got to get that time out.
Oh, man. Quality, important things only happening here on the morning show.
That's all we do.
As amazing. It always does.
And wait, amazing. It might have been Spider-Man 1.
Yeah, Spider-Man 1 came out the year before, though, I thought.
2001?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then it.
Maybe it came out on DVD.
2004.
Yeah.
I was wrong. It's okay. It was Toby.
Wow. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. It's Flashback Friday. Five,
Flashback Friday. 4, 3,
and 17, 16,
oh,
23, 22,
here's
21.
The thing about the new 20. iPhone case that I got. It's like you have to rip the iPhone out of there if you want to activate it.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Sam Swan joining us.
I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Sam Swan.
Happy Flashback Friday. We got some Hall & Oates. It's Hall & Oates Day.
Oh, man. It's so good.
It's so flashback, we're still having to dig for it to find it. We need a time machine to flashback to be able to get it.
Saved by the phone.
Yeah.
Static.
It's not. Hey, it's the cab driver. Hey.
What up, cab driver?
Hey, Steve, I'm digging the new mustache. I know he's office, but...
Thanks.
Digging the new mustache. It looks really good.
Thank you very much. That's the common dude response. The common female response is, oh. Oh.
Yeah.
So
your wife lets you
keep amazing.
That?
It's been amazing.
Manly. Very manly.
Thanks, cab driver. You're awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
About to break this thing.
Yeah, last night, Fireflight. We got to talk about this. Last night, Fireflight ventured into new territory, which was really, really cool. And afterwards, he FaceTimed his wife.
Yeah.
And I jumped into the shot. Hey! Look at me! And her immediate facial response
was awesome.
Incredible.
I wish I could have seen that.
Because you can't hide those things.
No, no, no.
You can't hide it. And no. She was like, hey, oh! Like, it was hilarious. It took a second, but it was amazing.
That is great.
And that's the response I've been getting mostly.
Yeah, well.
So, but then dudes, like, I've had random dudes. Where were we at? Were we at Target? I think we were at Target.
Yeah.
And a random dude came up to me. Like, I'm walking one way, and he's walking the other way, and he turns, and he looks, and then he looks back and goes, dude, that's an incredible mustache.
That's awesome.
So it's like strangers are walking up and, like, hugging me over the incredible mustache. Dudes. And then yesterday we were leaving the grocery store, and there was a teenage girl walking in with her dad, and she was, like... didn't care that I was looking at her. She was like staring at me with the most disgusted
so
look on her face.
I saw the whole like
it
I saw her
hilarious.
Face. She was walking with her dad, and then she looked at Steve-O, and I saw her whole countenance change.
Oh my god!
Yeah. She went
like her nostrils flared. Like this Beavis and Butthead look on her
genuine
face.
Genuine gross out.
It was amazing.
That's
it was
good.
I love it. What can I say? Static.
Mellow. Dude, I got a popsicle stick joke for you.
What?
A popsicle stick joke for you.
What?
A popsicle stick joke for you.
What?
Hear it!
Dude, I'm done, dude. I'm calling, what was his name, Brad or Brian, Sarah's boyfriend? You're in trouble, buddy.
I never said his name, friend. You made his name up.
Brad, that's awesome.
Okay, here's the joke. All what right. did one hat say to the other hat?
What?
Go on ahead. I'll wait here.
Oh, man.
That was great. Do popsicle sticks. How can you get any better than that, dude?
I know.
So that joke came from a popsicle stick?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Laffy Taffy.
Those are the best jokes.
Yeah, you get
it. Yes. I love you guys. Later.
Love you, bud.
It's a double blessing. You get a popsicle and then a hilarious joke. Fun Joke Friday.
Hey, everybody. We got a lot of hashtags today.
To hauling y'all.
Let's see. Fun Joke Friday. Flashback Friday. We
Pay it forward Friday.
Pay it forward Friday.
We always forget that one.
Bully your neighbor Friday. Wait, what? Okay. Okay, I gotta talk about this in the background, though. Of course. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. You have counseled the youths for eons.
Yes. I hadn't thought of it in that time frame. Thank you.
I'm sure a regular occurrence, a regular topic of conversation is probably bullying.
Actually, since I am not on staff in a local church,
yeah,
I haven't had that discussion with students.
Really?
Yeah.
Like ever?
Because when I was a youth pastor, I haven't been on staff in a local church for 6 years.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, none of the students came to me. I'm not going to say they didn't have...
So it's not as regular as I think it is.
Well, it's probably a little bit more talked about now than it was even just a few years ago.
Do you think
and I was going to say, I don't think none of my kids were ever bullied. I don't think that's true. I think some of them were.
Right.
But they just didn't know. It was just kind of coming into...
Or maybe we've redefined bullying so much so
And maybe
that,
some of that is true, too, that it's been a little bit redefined.
Well, look out! Some Texas parents are redefining it once again. The coach of a Texas high school football team has been accused of bullying in a formal complaint after his team beat another school 91-0. In the complaint, the dad of a player on the Western Hills High School football team claims that Aledo High School football coach Tim Buchanan encouraged his players to bully their opponents, quote-unquote, by running up the score. Now, the coach learned about this online complaint against him this last weekend, and he said, okay, here's the deal. I've sat down, I've gone over and over and over at what we could have done differently. The score could have very easily been 150-0. He told MyFox DFW that he pulled his starters from the game after the first quarter. He eventually even brought in his third string players, but it was very clear that the game was going to be a blowout. The clock was also run continuously starting in the third quarter, so there were no timeouts.
So
just trying to get through this game, and it ended at 91-0. But in the report, which came out this week, the unnamed dad lists the football teams as victims and the coaching staff as the offenders, claiming that everyone in the football stadium was a witness to Buchanan and his staff's unsportsmanlike conduct.
Wow.
Yeah, we all witnessed bullying firsthand. It's not a pretty sight, the complaint says. I didn't know what to say on the ride home to explain the behavior of the coaches for not easing up when the game was in hand. Now, this team averages 70 points a game already.
Yeah.
They're a 7-0 record. They have a 7-0 record. Other than maybe taking a knee every down.
Right.
You're a sports fan.
Yeah.
You're a parent.
Yeah.
You're awesome. Is this bullying?
No.
Okay. Thank you for being honest, because I thought you were about to be PC and go,
no.
Well.
No.
I'm like, you're Sam Swan.
Sometimes I will be PC, but not on this.
Okay.
I heard this news. I actually heard this on the news. A national TV program ran this.
Okay.
A morning show.
Okay.
And they seem to have the same consensus.
Okay.
Really?
Right.
You're going to do that? See, I think one of the things that's a little crazy, it's always been crazy to me about football. It's 6 points every time you score, plus the extra point. So seven, all right, with the potential for seven, or eight if you go for two.
Yeah.
Right? So if you think about it, really, if you divide 91 by whatever that is, and I'm not going to do it because I got a D in math several times. My apologies to every math teacher I've ever had.
Yeah,
but I just didn't care.
Okay,
but that's
it's 13,
not,
by the way.
13. That's
13
only
times seven.
That's 13-0.
Yeah,
I mean it just so happens that NFL. I mean, not NFL, but football scores it that way.
Yeah,
but that's only 13. Only 13 scores.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that if a soccer game is 13-0, is that bullying? Is it, if a baseball game is 13-0, that's, is that bullying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I and also the coach, the opposing coach, or the coach who's being accused of bullying, he said, I put in, pulled my first stringers after the first quarter.
First quarter. And yeah, if you do the math even more so, 13 scores, four quarters, that's average three scores a quarter.
Plus, this team is already, obviously, they are an offensive juggernaut by averaging 72 points a game. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and the truth is, there are some really, really good high school football teams that are going to score a lot of points.
Yeah.
And there's some really, really bad high school football teams that aren't going to score any points, or they have a bad defense, they're not going to stop the other team from scoring. It's part of life. I think part of the thing that we've created is we've robbed our kids by not allowing them to experience disappointment.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, when my kids started out, they were playing in a Christian league, football league, and then a basketball league, and there was no score kept, you know, for the younger ones because, you know, they didn't want anybody to feel defeated,
right.
You know, and now in Little League, of course, they keep score. It's right. You know, and but there's some interesting stories I've read. This that soccer team we talked about, this
yeah.
new soccer program
a
where
few weeks ago.
They took the ball away. The idea is they want the kids to I have no idea. I'm still dumbfounded
this.
By this. They seriously removed the ball, and it's kind of like pretend. Like, you just run back and forth up and down the field, and somebody kicks it in, and yay, and everybody's a winner, and everybody gets a trophy, and it's this magical experience of never feeling loss or defeat or pain, because yeah. that's the real world.
yeah.
So I'm seeing these things, and it's trending more and more. I mean, this made it to national headlines. I found the story on Fox News. The coach had a great comment to Fox. He said, you know, I'm not going to tell a kid that comes out here and practices 6 to 7 hours a week trying to get ready for football games, hey, you can't score a touchdown if you get in. You're going to have to take a knee before that, because that might be the only touchdown that kid gets to score in his high school career.
Right.
And so, sadly, under state law, the principal of the school has to investigate the complaint and prepare a report for everything.
Right.
So, the complaint was filed with the school district. The law requires to provide bullying complaint forms on its website, and so they have since, of course, said, hey, this is bullying. It's actually going to be investigated as bullying because this high school program won 91-0 over the other school. I guess there were about 1,500 fans in the stands at the end of the game, most of them from that high school, Alito's High School. About 5,000 were at the Bearcat Stadium at the beginning. It was a recognition night for band members' parents. But a cold front brought rain, and I mean, there were just so many reasons for people to leave. But there's still 1,500 people in the stands at the end watching the game.
Yeah. And what about my question too? Is the losing team?
Yeah.
The coach of the losing team.
Yeah.
What is he saying in all of this?
Right. Yeah. They of course do not
because
have
this
anything
is a
on
parent.
Him.
This is a parent that brought
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
And I wonder. I don't know if Texas football, high school football, has a mercy rule.
They should.
They should. New Mexico has a mercy rule. I can't remember exactly what it is. My understanding. I could be wrong about this, but my understanding, if a team is up by 50 points at halftime, they call the game.
Oh, wow.
Or it's something similar to that,
okay.
But it's some sort of a mercy rule.
Like, I wish they would have done that for the Bucks last night.
Oh, that would have helped them out.
That would have helped out tremendously if they would have been like, hey, guys, mercy rule.
Yeah, let's just not. So in some ways, there's some things that you can build into a system to help prevent those kind of feelings.
Yeah.
But the point is, there's still, you know, life happens, and life is full of disappointment. And there's a whole generation of people that don't understand don't understand disappointment.
Yeah.
And when they're told no, they don't know how to react to that.
Right.
They don't. Well, I can't have that. You mean I can't have everything I want?
Right.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. and even just from a practical parenting standpoint.
Yeah.
That doesn't work well
ever.
But that's a spiritual.
Yeah.
That's a spiritual thing as well.
Yeah.
We do not, God does not give us everything we ask for.
Right.
And sometimes things that we think we need, we ask for, and he goes, no, you're not ready for that yet.
Yeah.
Or I'm not going to let you have that because I have something greater in mind.
Right.
And what are we? We're disappointed.
Right.
But what does it do? It teaches us to rely on him more, to become more dependent upon him.
Yeah.
Because that's what he wants from us.
Yeah.
Is to be completely totally dependent upon him.
I love the C.S. Lewis story where he was talking about the kids playing in the mud in the backyard. There's these kids playing in the backyard in the mud, and they're building these little sand castles out of dirt. And the dad comes home, and he sees them in the backyard, and he goes and he says, guys, I want to show you something. I want to take you somewhere. I want to do something. And they're so caught up in the mud that they're like, but I want to play in this mud. And right. Not realizing what the dad has in store. And they're kicking and screaming and fighting all the way. And finally they relent because it's their father. They say, fine. Reluctantly frustrated, they go. And the dad takes them to the ocean. And they see the sand. And they've completely forgotten about the mud. And they build real sandcastles. Yeah. But they're kicking and screaming and fighting all the way because what they want and what they think is best is right there in front of them in this mud.
Yeah.
And their dad had something so much greater for them. And I always think about that because how many times have I been that kid in the mud trying to build a crappy sandcastle and God's like, no, I want to take you to I want you to see the beach. I want you to see sand. You don't know sandcastles. Yeah. This is mud castles. This is crap.
Yeah.
Let me take you somewhere. And I'm like, you don't understand, Lord. Right. I want this thing right now.
Yeah.
It's tangible. It's in front of me. It feels good.
I'm already in the middle of it.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. So it's unbelievable.
And there is no doubt that there is a problem with bullying. And even social media has kind of, I think in some ways, has sort of ramped up bullying, the way bullying happens.
Yeah.
And there are some really, really hurting people out there because they've been bullied. And some of the bullies are hurting themselves, and they're just lashing out. They don't know what else. They don't know how else to manifest that anger or hurt or whatever they're feeling, and so they lash out at others.
Yeah.
That's not always the case. Some people are just mean.
Yeah, like, you know
it's some people are just flat out mean, and who knows why they became that way. But I realize that it is an issue, and it is something that we need to be aware of and on the lookout for, especially in light of the news recently. There's been a couple more stories about
cyberbullying
and that's, I mean, that's a legitimate problem that we need to be aware of and take steps to help students deal with those kind of things.
Yeah, coming up on Monday, actually, we're going to be talking with the spokesperson for the National Bully Prevention Month, teaming up with One Direction, of all people. And
what do you know?
Yeah,
we're not adding a One Direction song.
No, we are not. But
do
we
not
will
worry.
Be talking with, his name's Brooks. He is the spokesperson for this national event for October being, National Bully Prevention Month. So we're going to talk about that and what defines bullying, because when I read this story, I just thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So 505-338-3700. The phone lines are jammed.
Gosh, I finally got this posted.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hello.
So I don't know if it's still the same way, but when I was in high school 6 years ago, whenever a team was ahead by 35 points, the clock would not stop.
Yeah, and they did that. They ran the clock starting in the third quarter. It ran continuously.
Okay, well,
they still scored 91 points on him.
Check this out. The article that I found, the coach has been cleared of the accusation.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, since the thing. It says that the board reviewed it or whatever, and they could find no legitimate, case of bullying or whatever. But this article that I posted, which is actually from Cleveland, they're covering the story. It says it does make you, it touches a nerve because it really makes, it's bringing up the conversation. It's like, hey, where do we draw the line here? Why did this parent think that was bullying?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I got a question for Sam, speaking of bullying.
Yeah.
Why does Tony Romo not draw the standard?
I don't know.
Because he can't handle the clutch.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that's both painful and hilarious at the same time. That was awesome. That was a great.
Have a good day.
See you,
you too, man. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it says that the Aledo principal, Dan Peterson, conducted an investigation. The district said it found no grounds to support the bullying accusation. Buchanan said his players did not feel good about the final score, but were confused by the bullying accusation. They didn't understand how it was defined as bullying, what they know bullying to be.
Yeah.
It had a different definition.
505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Hey, I want you all to tell me if this is a worse story than high school football. I have a coworker who's a college student at one of the New Mexico universities, okay?
Okay.
This summer, he was in a rocket competition where they had to send up a rocket and compete against teams from all over the world. He worked very hard on it. His team went to the rocket competition. There were two events in it, okay?
Okay.
So think about track and field, 100-yard dash, and then, and then 1 mile. They won both events.
Wow.
Wow.
The competition organizer only gave them a gold medal for one of them because he said the other teams would have felt bad if one university had won the whole competition.
Wow.
You're kidding.
It's not rocket
science. I'm not kidding. I'm trying to make this anonymous, but no, I'm not kidding.
That is unbelievable.
That is ridiculous.
This is college engineering.
That's university.
International competition.
I didn't think engineers had feelings anyway.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Well, they only have cold, hard logic.
We work on not having them.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
But you're creating technologies to not have to.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is. It's absolutely ridiculous.
They earned it. They worked hard at it. They earned it. And they're among some of the best thinkers, university thinkers. I mean, as far as the young minds in planning stuff, it was designed as a competition, right? It's something that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if anybody thinks this is just about high school football,
It's happening everywhere.
Do you think it's taken away our drive and our determination, and we're wondering why America's so lazy, and yet we're kind of robbing our next generation of that, of having that determination to succeed, of having that drive, because at the end of the day, we're just going to try and make it fair for everybody, so no matter how hard you work, you're really not going to get anywhere, because we don't want to upset Sally over there who's lazy.
Yeah.
Oh, lazy Sally.
My coworker, he's a student. He was kind of philosophical about the whole thing. He said, you know, the person who organized the event was just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, not more than kind of. He knows what life is like. He knows that there are winners and losers in life.
Yeah.
And he knows that other people don't get that, but he didn't let it slow him down.
Right. Good. Right on, man.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Have a great day. 505-338-3700. What is wrong, America?
Man, I can't wait to hear the guy that we talked to on Monday.
I can't either, because I'm very interested. To be honest, I'm very interested to see his stance on this.
I want the definition.
I would love a definition
because
on
I'm
what
sure he
constitutes
has, like,
bullying.
He has, like, the general, I guess, quote-unquote, definition.
We're definitely going to talk about this story.
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. See, is this bullying? What is bullying? You know.
Right.
So
when
I
think of bully, the quintessential bully, and this is going to sound really stupid.
Yeah.
So you know, nobody call me and bully me about this. I think of that kid on A Christmas Story,
right?
With the yellow eyes and the red hair. Maybe that's why I don't trust Celeste.
Oh, man.
But,
you can't say that. You just bullied her.
She's not
here to defend herself.
I don't have yellow eyes or red hair.
I know.
But anyway, that kid, you remember how he was like, and he had his little goon with him, that other kid. He's like,
Yeah.
You know, and they would sneak up on him and they'd beat him up and stuff. That's when I think of bully, that's what I think
right.
of.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Now it's been completely redefined. Now, what stops? Here's the scary part, Christians. Here's the scary part. What happens when we redefine bullying so much that somebody says, that person tried to tell me that I'm going to hell. They just bullied me because they made me feel bad.
Right.
When does that come into play?
Yeah.
Because we're not far off from it, considering there was an official complaint against a Texas high school coach because the score was 91-0. So obviously he was bullying the other team because they won.
Right.
Even though the third stringers are in and your team just sucks. Maybe, I don't know, try harder.
Yeah.
But instead, let's just call it bullying because we don't want these other kids to feel bad. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
That's all.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Awesome.
Good morning to you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Okay. Good. One more and we got to take a break. Static. Okay. Everybody's getting the same idea now.
I feel bullied.
I feel
I said it.
No, man.
We're going to take a break real quick and come back with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do that.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We posted the story. Get your thoughts in. Phone lines are jammed, but we have to take a break before the top of the hour. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Static.
Morning, everybody.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us.
Good morning.
Speaking of neighborhood bullies, coach of a Texas high school football team, he was accused of being a neighborhood bully in a formal complaint after his team beat another school 91-0
One of the dads from the losing teams decided to file a formal complaint saying he bullied. He bullied my kid! He bullied the school, he bullied the people watching. Of course, the coach said, man, we dropped our first string, our starters, after the first quarter. We inevitably put in our third string players.
So it sounds like the coach of the winning team was actually trying to go easy on the winning team.
Yeah. They ran the clock from the third quarter on. The clock never stopped, and the score still ended 91-0. People were upset.
The funny thing to me, the most ironic thing to me, is that this actually happened in Texas.
Right!
Yeah. It's like Texas is, that's Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, absolutely. High school football mecca.
Oh, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hey, guys. This is Victor the Vampire.
Hey, Victor the Vampire. Hey. What's up?
I want to talk about Matt. Little story about the Christmas story, how he's saying he's not the yellow-eyed kid with the creepy...
Yeah.
Face. Yeah.
You said that he has a little friend that laughs at him every time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Technically, that would be Steve-O.
You are a bully.
Wait.
So you're the bully, and
so
I
have yellow eyes now.
Hey, Spike. Hey, you want to go...
What was his name?
You want to
knock
a kid down, Spike?
Do you remember his name on the Christmas story?
No, I just don't remember his name.
Oh, man.
I gotta
he just called you a bully. Thanks, Victor. Thanks, man.
Well, we all need to be called out.
Yeah. No. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Ava.
Sup?
Hi. I have a bully story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my brother, he's in Oklahoma right now, but a few years ago, he went to a school, a public school, and he got jumped by some kids because he was white.
Dang.
And they bullied him for that whole year. But now he's going to a Christian academy. Well, he went to, but yeah.
Glad it worked out.
Yeah, thanks for telling us.
Oh, and my mom also said redheads are not mean, and if you keep saying that, she's going to come and kick your butt.
Wow.
Tell her thank you for proving my point.
Right, bye.
Let that be a lesson, all you genders out there.
That's right.
We got your number.
505-338-37.
I love our listeners. Everybody is genuinely funny.
They're amazing. Are,
except for Victor the Vampire. Kidding.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. The Texas coach cleared, I guess.
Yeah, later. He is cleared.
Yeah, recently he was cleared. But still went under investigation for bullying when his team crushed the other team 91-0.
Let's check out this Facebook story. Randy says, so since I live here in East Texas now, I figure I would comment.
Okay.
I don't see how this is bullying. When my kids were in third or fourth grade and they played sports on a city league, if the score got too high, they didn't count the score anymore. It just stopped.
Okay.
That's small kid. You know, that's like small kid stuff, though.
Yeah.
In college or in the NFL, they don't call it bullying. They call it the other team is better than the losing team.
I can attest to that
team.
Right now.
Yeah. This guy knows all about a quote-unquote bullied team.
Yes.
Who's being bullied by the coaching staff.
Of his own team!
And the general manager and all that business behind it. When I was a kid and I was not good or got beat, it made me want to try harder and do better.
Yeah.
I could go on, but I don't want to offend anyone. Yeah. In my opinion, this is a stupid and not legit complaint.
Yeah. Thanks, Randy. Great comment. Yeah. Static.
Steve-O, Mateo.
Hey.
Sam, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
I thought a few things. First of all, on the story, as far as you guys have reported, he did everything he could.
Yeah.
Except for basically take it down and take a knee every play. So, yeah. Like everybody said, that's not boy. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
My second deal is I figured out a way to tie together the sport and fun joke Friday.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. First of all, I've got to ask, are either one of you guys a Florida fan?
No. Like the Gators?
Right.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't hate them.
I'm indifferent.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer did well with the program when he was there, and Tim Tebow, obviously. You know, come on.
All right.
Whatevs.
Why did the Gator cross the road?
Why?
Because he couldn't cross the goal line.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Thanks for the call. He just bullied the Florida Gators.
He did. He did.
No, I think, and you, here's the thing, what's funny about this is the other day I saw a story like on one of the major news outlets online, and it was a video of this kid getting bullied in a bus. These two other, and they had caught it on camera.
Yeah.
And these two kids walked up behind this kid and started trash talking him.
Mm-hmm.
And then just started like beating the crap out of this kid. And he couldn't do anything. There were two of these big guys. They were just slamming him in the head. Like, he's bleeding and stuff. And the discussion then was the bus driver couldn't really do anything.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, we talk about, you know, how bullying used to be. But now, honestly, it seems like it's just gotten a lot worse.
Yeah.
Like, people are filming it and stuff.
Yeah.
And those kids were, like, beating the crap.
They did.
It wasn't like little kids punching each other. Oh, it hurt. I mean, beating the crap out
of
them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It was pretty scary. It was a scary... I was trying to watch it, and I turned it off because I couldn't even finish it.
It's wrong.
I don't know what to do because they were screaming at the bus driver because the bus driver was like yelling, trying to tell him to stop. And, I mean...
It can't do anything because if the bus driver would have gotten, like, stopped the car, they either would have gotten beat up themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would have gotten a lawsuit slapped on them from the parents of the kids.
Yeah.
You know, because really we're all just trying to get paid.
Nowadays, everybody would rather film it in YouTube and put it up on YouTube to make some money than actually try and get involved. Because, students had their phones and everybody's just filming it thinking it was hilarious. Is that, do you think, partially why? Or do you really think it's worse? Or do you think it's technology put it in the spotlight?
I was just going to bring that point up. I don't know that it's... I mean, obviously there might be an increase in the incidences in bullying just because there's more people than there used to be.
Right.
But I don't know that it's worse than it was. I think it's just more prevalent or more noticed because of social media and everybody who has a phone has at least a video or a camera that they can take pictures or whatever. And then the other thing that they think is cool, some folks, rather than showing authorities that stuff, they just post that kind of stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, they'll say, check out this, and then the authorities see it or somebody else sees it, and then they use it in court and all that kind of stuff like that. But, I don't know that it's more prevalent than it used to be. It's just more noticed.
It's more visible.
Yeah, that's a better way to say it. And it needed to be brought out because, again, that's an issue. When you've got kids on a bus beating somebody else up.
Yeah.
That something needs to be done about that.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah,
but as far as the sports are concerned and other general things in life, I don't see how we have to be very careful that we don't lump everything into this.
Yeah,
you know,
there needs to be a line drawn. If
I'm going to a grocery store, one that doesn't have the electronic doors,
because
it wouldn't work otherwise.
Right.
If they have electronic doors, then my point is moot. But let's say an old-fashioned door where you have to open for somebody.
Okay.
And I open it, and I close it in front of somebody. I don't realize you're behind me,
right,
and I don't hold it open for you. I'm not polite, and I do. Is that bullying? Is that going to be dropped into the category of bullying?
That just means your mama didn't raise you,
that
right.
That just means I'm rude. That's all. That's what that means. And my mama needs to take me out behind the woodshed and whoop my hiney.
With a wooden spoon.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just think it's a slippery slope to start calling every little thing that makes me feel uncomfortable bullying. Again, I am not in any way trying to minimize the fact that bullying is a major issue among middle school and high school students that needs to be dealt with. But the truth is, adults are bullied in the workplace as well.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it happens. It's not just middle school and high school kids.
Yeah.
It's happening in the workplace as well. So it is something that needs to be dealt with. But we need to be careful that we draw some clear lines.
There it is. We need a clear definition on things because when we're vague about it, we can just say whatever we want and then define it however we want, throw this into the mix. We're already seeing it in Canada with hate speech laws. Yeah. Christians, you can't talk about Jesus because if you say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through Him, well, that's hateful to everybody else who doesn't believe in Jesus.
Right.
That's hateful to say that they're going to go to hell, even though their own sin, their own lifestyle, their own lack of decision for Jesus, that's what's going to get you there. Not God hating you and telling you you're an evil person and so I'm going to thumb squash you. Man, you make that choice yourself.
Right.
You choose that place.
Yeah.
The hell wasn't even created for you. It was created for Satan and his demons. But hey, if you want to go there, right on. Just keep living this really stupid lifestyle. Wait, you can't say that because that's hateful.
Right.
And so now in Canada, we couldn't have this radio station. We would not be able to have static radio north of the border.
Wow.
We couldn't, unless we had a Muslim on our left side, and then we had somebody else on the right representing all aspects of it.
Wow.
Period, the end.
All right.
And so, yeah, hate speech laws, they're already in effect. Check it out.
Check out this email from Scott. Scott says, I wish I could call in on this one, but I work in a noisy shop.
All right.
And it would be hard to hear me. How can we expect our kids to learn not to bully others when everything that they are being taught is how to bully others?
Hmm.
Everything from politics to education is geared to bully others into agreeing with a certain point of view. If you have a different opinion as to what marriage should be, whether or not there's absolute savior, even to the definition of good and evil, you are bullied into submission and taught to believe that if you have a biblical mindset, then you have a mental issue or are a bigot or are somehow intolerant. The mindset is taught in our classrooms to our kids as being an accepted form of bullying. In sports, they will shut off scoreboards or cut the game short if a team gets too far ahead.
Yeah.
These kids are never taught how to take a defeat and learn from it, or take a win and not gloat in the victory. They are taught that everyone is equal and nobody wins or loses. If we are never taught what it is to fail, then how can we act surprised if they lash out against others? Kids lash out against others or hurt themselves when they finally do fail and are told the truth that they did fail. This is all a result of truth being removed from our lives.
Wow.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, what a great email.
Very insightful.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to chime in. We got to take a quick peek at traffic and get back to the phone lines.
All right, everybody, let's look at traffic. Now, you know, if you live in Albuquerque, there's a lot of construction going on at Paseo and I-25.
Yeah, that new interchange is bullying my drive time.
Yeah, well, and there's a lane closure. There's a lot of, you know, roadways reduced to one lane. There's a lot of, or there's an off-ramp closure. It's crazy. So just be careful around there. Also, there's an incident that happened at 4th Street North and I-40 Frontage Road.
Yeah.
Frontage. But that incident has been cleared. So it looks like things are getting moving around there again. But be careful. It's your morning commute. Pay attention.
There you go.
The roads are still kind of slick.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Talking a little bit about bullying. What defines bullying? It is National Bully Prevention Month. And coming up Monday, we're actually going to be talking with Brooks. He is the national spokesperson for a new campaign that the Office Depot Foundation is putting together with One Direction and this dude. And we're going to talk to him about bullying, what defines bullying, because it's kind of getting ridiculous. A parent accused a Texas high school football coach of bullying after his son's team lost 91-0. And as we've seen, the coach pulled his starters. He put in the third stringers at one point and said, "Hey, look, man, we tried. Hey, I don't know, maybe defense? Have you ever heard of that? Maybe? I don't know." They're going the Greg Schiano coaching way, apparently, the team that lost 91-0. That's the Buccaneers coach.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Static!
He won't be there next
time. You guys make it an empire?
Hey!
Yeah, I wanted to talk about something besides the bullying real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to talk about comic books real quick.
Okay.
I'm starting to get into comic books, but I'm thinking which would be, in your opinion, the best one to start with.
How does this have anything to do with bullying?
No, I said it's not about bullying.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to, like, say, well, because in comic books, the heroes punch the bad guys. And,
punch!
And it's because the bad guys...
Well, you know I'm going to tell you Spider-Man.
Wow! Really?
I feel like you knew this, Victor.
Our phone lines are so jammed for this topic, Victor. I'm gonna keep it going with what we were doing and not train wreck, because this is a monstrous conversation we could totally derail ourselves with.
All right, then.
All right, man. We will totally answer your question, I promise, at some point.
Spider-Man.
Really?
That's what I say.
I know, but he can't just get into it right now. See? I'm right. No, stop talking.
You know why it would be good?
Hello? No!
Hello?
Yes. Okay, so first of all, Scott Farkas is the bully.
That's what it was!
A Christmas Story.
Thank you. You're awesome.
Yes, I have to watch that every year.
Me too!
I'm forced to watch it every year.
Would you say you are bullied into watching it every year?
Okay.
I'm just saying. Okay.
What I wanted to say is But the whole bullying thing, it is getting ridiculous. I do work at a school. When I was younger, I would classify it definitely as bullying what I had experienced, so I understand what it's like.
Yeah.
Now, working within a school, what I see, in an, I worked in an elementary school, what I see with kids who do bullying, true bullying, either one, it is a sometimes a passive influence of their parents, sometimes a very active influence of the parents. And how the parents behave, it's not like the parents drop them off at school and say, okay, hey, find the smallest kid and beat the crap out of them.
Right.
You know, they don't do that, but it's how they witness the parents treat fellow human beings.
Right.
Yep.
And that's what they get from it. Also, I just, there's ridiculous. We have a handicapped loading zone at the school, and it's for children who are in wheelchairs, and the special ed bus is parked there, and I have asked this one particular lady, you cannot park there. That's not a drop-off zone for your fully abled children.
Right.
You have the other. And she kept, and it got really heated, and she was complaining to the principal that we were harassing her for repeatedly asking her not to park. And that's the attitude that some adults have, and kids see that.
Yeah,
they witness it, and whether we realize it or not, they model it.
Yeah.
And if we really want it to stop, we need to, as adults, take a hard look at ourselves, not only how we react when someone is rude to us, but how we treat others, just, you know, in a common day place.
Right. So
it's a really parental influence.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
It's great.
You're welcome, guys. I joined with a listen to you too.
Right on. Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Dude, when I was a kid, we moved to Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Yeah.
And, there was one kid in particular when we first got there. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm a white-looking dude.
Yeah?
I'm half Spanish. My first language was Spanish.
Gotcha.
But I'm one of the whitest-looking dudes around. And me and my brother, from day one, we were the white boys.
Yeah.
And so we would get picked on. We would get into fights. And there was one kid in particular who just bullied us to no end. He was always picking on me. He was in my grade. And I didn't know what, he was twice my size. I didn't know what to do. I would complain to my mom, and of course it was like, well, you're new, and we just moved here, and it'll work itself out, and just, you know, don't be antagonistic, and don't try and get into the fight. But sometimes, guess what? There's just bullies who are going to be.
Yeah.
So I was like, you need to tell somebody. You need to tell a teacher. And I ended up telling my social studies teacher, and it turned out my social studies teacher was his mom.
Oh, wow.
And we were in the class together. And I waited till after class, and I finally said something because it got physical. We got into physical fights. And she did less than nothing for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she was the social studies teacher. I don't remember if the dad was the assistant principal or the, you know, something like that. But they were both involved in the school system. And, of course, they did nothing for me because, well, that was their boy. That was their kid. And, I, you know, it's just boys being boys, kids being kids. And
right.
I just needed to get over it, new guy, basically. And, dude, I'll never forget. So, finally, my brother and I, we were so fed up. It's like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of getting pushed around, and we got to stand up for ourselves. And the day we finally stood up for ourselves was pretty much the last time that the bullying happened. I'm not going to go into details. Yeah. However, I will say, finally standing up for ourselves at that point changed things.
I'm sure.
Because a lot of times we're told to just, you know, passively just, you know, you don't want to, and yes, turn the other cheek. But when you are being physically altercated, you got to do something about that. And unfortunately, what is really sad, and we wonder why this next generation has no care for authority or for the police or for whatever, because when you go to the authority, the person that you expect to take care of the situation, the person that you assume is going to do right by you or to fix the situation, when they don't care and when they don't have a proper understanding, or they just don't take care of the situation in general, whether it be like that last caller said, because of the way the parents approach it or whatever, then it's no wonder that we have a lack of respect for authority.
Yeah.
Because the authority is who's letting us down. The authority in the situation is the one that should be covering you and saying, okay, you know what, we're going to remove this situation, we're going to take care of this, we're going to, all right, this is what's going to happen. And instead, usually it's the, yeah, sorry, man, yeah. I don't know what you want me to do about it type
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll never solve this. Yeah.
It seems funny to me that we don't listen to authority until we want them to do something for us.
Right.
You can't tell me what to do, but hey, they can't do that. Would you go tell them not to do that?
Would you please go? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Authority. The thing that's so great about authority is it's somebody you can blame.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, they're just, you don't. And I wondered now, I'm not trying to get all hyper spiritual or whatever, but it's probably because it just goes back to the fact to where we're taught there. Now you're brought up in a culture where there is no higher authority.
Right.
And that humanity, we make our own rules.
Yeah. Right. Everything's relative.
Yeah.
And that, now it's viewed as being like super progressive, you know, because knowledge is king. And we use, you know, evidence and science and stuff. I'm not getting into all that crap.
Right.
But if that knowledge is king, then shouldn't we be like progressing as people
right.
come into a better... But
right.
the more and more we leave ourselves to ourselves, the more we digress.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, no, I can do what I want
right.
because what I want is right for me.
Yeah.
And so, no.
Yeah.
You know, but then if there was a standard...
Yeah. Well, you know what? Last night we were watching a television show, and it's funny because we use culture shocks. We were talking about Katy Perry this week and things in media. And last night, I got a little thump from the Lord... from a source that I was not expecting. We were watching Sons of Anarchy. It is not a show that I recommend.
You want to talk about bullies.
It is not a show I recommend in any way, shape, or form, okay? But yes. Ooh, Judge. Okay, go ahead. We were watching Sons of Anarchy. It is a gnarly show. It's about a motorcycle gang and all this stuff. And without getting into details of the specific story, there was one member of this motorcycle club, of this gang, who is kind of questioning... one of the rules, because there's, you know, certain club rules and you gotta adhere to them. And he doesn't want to do it, and his life's kind of in shambles right now, and things are messing up for him, and you see all this chaos around him, and he goes to one of the guys in the club and says, hey man, you know that rule, this rule, and you know, and don't you think that's a little archaic and old, you know? And the guy's like, well, that rule's been around since the club started in like the 70s, And he's like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's, you know, it's an old rule. And I mean, have you ever thought about fighting the system? And he said, it was amazing. He said, well, I guess you could do that, but the rules were instituted from the beginning. And if you start picking and choosing which rules you want to adhere to, then it's just going to descend into chaos. And I was like, what just happened?
He went, what?
He like yelled at the TV.
I really did, because that's the way it is.
Yeah.
With Christianity as well. With us, we look at scripture and we pick and choose what quote-unquote rules we want to adhere to, the rules that God has set forth since the foundation of the earth. These have been implemented. This is, hey man, this is it. This is how you ought to live, not because I hate you, but because I love you. I created you, and I understand your inner workings better than you do. So do that, don't do that, not because it's going to hinder you, but because you'll live life to the fullest when you adhere to all of this. And when you don't, it's going to descend into chaos. Yeah. And it was unbelievable.
We're just going to relativize everything away.
Yeah, to where absolutely.
But it's like, on the one hand, you know, it seems like, well, if I did that, then I could do whatever I wanted to.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's like your common sense self is saying, you idiot.
Right.
If you do everything you want to, it's going to suck so bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be good for about 3 days.
Right.
And then it's just going to suck forever.
Right. Yeah. But that's essentially, it sounds like that's what we're teaching our children now. This is what this system is teaching our children, because we hand out trophies to everybody on the team, no matter if you won or lost. We don't want to keep a score. Now this new soccer program where they don't even use a freaking ball because they don't want the kids to be upset when a goal is scored against them. It's unbelievable. So
you know what happened to me?
Can we really be surprised?
No.
I played sports when I was little. I played baseball, I played basketball, and believe it or not, I played football.
Okay.
And you know what I learned? I am not good at spit. Straight up. That's what I learned.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I walked away from it, and I was like, well, I am good at art.
Yeah.
And I kind of like music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it worked out fine. Yeah. Right. You know, I'm not like crying because, I mean, it sucks sometimes. It was like, man, I'm not good at sports. I wish I was cool and popular like that, but I'm not. That's not me.
And now you're the bassist in a popular band. So.
Yeah. And I get to work at a radio station.
There
it's not like, you know.
God had a better plan.
But if I had the mentality of, no, you know, like, you're just as good as the best person on the team, even though you're not at all.
Right.
You know, I don't want to do that. You're robbing people of what could be a huge part of, like, who they are when you're just leveling the playing field.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
You're taking away, like, the things that make us.
Yeah.
The individuality is all gone because we're just relativizing everything. It's like, no, we're all equal. We're all just as good at everything as everyone else.
Right.
Which can't be true.
It can't be
true. The best lessons we learn are through failure.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's through failure.
Man, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Rick about a hip-hop event coming up this weekend I'm excited about. Free event. We'll do that, and we got some Soundgarden on the way, some War Generation, and more with this dude. What time do you got to roll? I don't want to keep you here.
I can hang around for a few more minutes.
All right. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico hanging out with us. It is Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio. It's so quiet. It is so quiet. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday, Hall & Oates edition.
Yeah, it is.
We hope you guys are having a good time.
Team Austin Morning Party. Sam Swan joining us.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Speaking of man-eaters. We've been talking about bullying. One parent accusing a Texas high school football coach of bullying after a 91-0 blowout. Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty different score.
I'd say that's just a really good team.
Yeah, man.
Or a really bad team.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or both. A combination.
Man, this team, the Bearcats, they average, in four district games, their average victory margin, 77 points.
Wow.
So they're obviously a very good football team. Yeah. Thankfully, coach didn't get in trouble. They assessed the situation. There was an investigation and said, no, this is not bullying. But October being National Bully Prevention Month, we thought we'd talk about it. Gearing up for our big conversation on Monday with his name's Brooks. He's the spokesperson for Office Depot's foundation, their anti-bullying campaign that they're heading out on the road with. It's going to be this dude and One Direction.
Which direction?
I don't know. One of them.
Somehow we got to interview a One Direction kid.
I would have no idea.
You would have more middle school girl listeners than you could count.
Somewhere.
They're part
this,
of it.
Somewhere in the listening sphere of this station.
Yeah.
A couple of teenage girls just passed out.
They did.
Just at the thought.
Didn't you hear that? I heard this giant.
I think that was Mitch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that probably was Mitch.
She's out.
Oh, okay, great.
She's dead now.
She's laying on the floor out
there. Well, we'll need somebody to do middays today if you would like to
take
want
a job
in
radio, come on in.
You should be an intern for a day.
Nine, but guess not. Yeah, man. So we'll be talking to him on Monday for National Bully Prevention Month. But we wanted to talk a little bit about the definition of bullying first. And we will definitely, we're going to at least try to get that from him on Monday.
Yeah. It'd be good to bring this story up to see his take on that.
Get the take on it. It's interesting to see what constitutes bullying. I think for us as Christians, another word that gets thrown out flippantly that has been redefined about 18 times is judging.
Yeah.
You're just judging me.
Yeah.
Ah, you're judging me.
Yeah.
Or, on the flip side, those that don't want to use that extreme, they'll use the word love.
Right.
But we're just called to love. So you go ahead and you judge on this extreme over here and be a complete jerk and do that and pretend like that's what God called us to do. And then on the other side, I'm going to be over here loving everybody, quote unquote, and just not caring about anybody's lifestyle or how they're living and even though they're, you know, dying in their own sin. I'm just going to love them.
Yeah.
Because that's not love to me, man. If I'm in a pit of snakes, Sam Swan, you better throw me a freaking rope.
Because if
you were standing there watching me in this pit and you don't pull me out, you do not love me.
Hey, if I'm in a pit of snakes
that's right.
and you guys are around, I'm blaming you.
Yeah.
Straight up.
You are bullying me!
Okay,
this is bullying. This qualifies a bully. This snake just bit me!
First of all, if I hear that there's a pit of snakes within 100 yards of me, I won't be close enough to throw you a rope. If I'm in a helicopter, I'll drop you a rope.
There you go. That's fine with me.
Because I'm not, you know, I'm loving you from way up high.
Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. Static!
Hey, guys, I like the word respect.
Ah.
Oh, good word.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
You know, that's a huge word. I mean, if there's respect, I mean, even though you don't like somebody's lifestyle, I mean, you can tell them the truth.
Yeah.
But you're still going to have to respect the fact that if they don't want to hear it, then they don't want to change, you know?
That's a huge, huge thing that I think a lot of times we forget.
Yeah.
You know, because it's true.
I think respect, man. And respect would stop bullying. People would disrespect each other. Man, it's a great thing, man.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
All right, love you guys. I got to go.
Bro.
See
ya.
You know, because in the end, you can't make somebody decide something.
Absolutely. Right.
You know, they have to, no matter what it is.
Right. Well, we become salespeople.
We do.
We got to, like, put that notch in our belt. We've got it. We've got to seal the deal today. If they don't say this prayer with me right now, then I haven't done my job. And, man, we get to dangerous places.
You don't want to be the person that's, like, quote-unquote, leading a ton of people to Christ, then finding out years later that they didn't really make a decision, or they made some, like, super emotional decision. That's like, what
and
used to happen to so many kids at church camp.
Right.
You know, they'd get there, and they'd make some decision, some emotional, like, oh, I've got to do this!
Right.
I'm a kid, and I don't really know what's going on, but I feel like I have to do something. And then... and I know on a spiritual level, that's between them and God.
Yeah.
But so many of my friends growing up would make decisions, and then like months down the road, or years down the road, it's total opposite. It's like, no, that wasn't.
We've taken Mark 16:15 to mean go into all the world and make converts of all people instead of what it says, which is disciples. Because a disciple, man, you teach them, you instruct them, you train them up. You don't get them to say a sinner's prayer and then hand them an envelope and say, right on, man, you're good. Hey, you should read this three-step track and then just make sure you start reading your Bible. Peace out.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more to that, and you're a lot of times you're right, we're too busy trying to make converts instead of actually discipling people and making disciples of all nations.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Static.
Hey. My daughter called you earlier, Ava.
Oh.
She's the one who told you I was going to kick your butt if you didn't.
Yeah. Is this the angry ginger?
Are you coming after me?
No.
Is that what this is?
But now that I dropped her off at school, I want to share her story for bullying.
Oh, okay.
She was on the bus when she was in third grade, and my child was always the smallest in the class. Tiny little thing.
Okay.
These fifth graders were picking on another fifth grader who was overweight, a little boy, and she stood up to these fifth graders and ripped them up one side and down the other for being bullies, and they stopped.
Wow.
And they sat down, and they behaved, and the bus driver thanked her, thanked me. It was pretty funny. I was really proud of her.
Nice!
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
There you go.
Don't mess with redheads or their friends.
That's right.
Yeah, I like that.
Thanks, Wendy's.
No kidding.
Wow.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. All right.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
It was that
Wendy's.
Or Pippi. I don't know.
Pippi Longstocking.
Yes, exactly. Was she a redhead? No, or is that just?
Yeah, no, she was a redhead.
Okay. Or,
and her braid stuck straight out.
Yeah.
Was Rainbow Bright? She was a redhead.
I thought she was rainbow colored.
Yeah, she
I don't
had
know.
Rainbow
no,
colored.
She had rainbow colored hair.
Maybe it was pink.
Yeah. My sister
this
had that doll.
This guy's the fan club president. I thought he No. Is that not?
No.
Did you just get bullied?
No, that's Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow Bright.
I like what
I'm
you
back.
Did. You turned it around.
Back.
Hey, we got a comment on Facebook I want to read. This comes from our friend Adri.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. She says, based solely on the score, this is not bullying.
Right.
I could see if maybe the coach was shouting terrible and degrading things to the opposing team's kids, but not for, you know, just beating them purely by score.
Right.
That's part of the game. I was in sports, and sometimes we were the team doing the butt kicking, and other times we had our butts kicked. But you know what? When we lost, it made us learn how to do better, be better players, and work as a team better. Let's face it. Sometimes you're good at something, sometimes you're not. Maybe one of the teams should move to a different division to better fit their skill set.
Hey!
Good word.
Yeah. What do you know? Thanks, Adri.
Yeah.
Static!
Hey, it's Joel the Nanny.
Hey, Joel!
So I just wanted to call in and comment about the whole One Direction thing.
Oh, no.
And say
no,
that I was one that almost fainted. No. But I was diving, so I didn't actually faint.
I'm glad you didn't faint.
Oh, my God.
Okay, it's not happening.
It's not guaranteed. Although we did get the, when we got the press release.
No.
I why would we interview those dudes?
Why would you say that on air? Okay, because now their fan base, which is formidable and massive.
Yes, they are.
They're going to come bully us.
Yes.
Yeah. About not talking.
It was
to
some
them.
Dude named Harry, or I don't know.
They're going
to
storm the studio.
Y'all would make my life if they got on air.
Make your life?
Oh, my heavens.
No.
Wow.
All right. You need to make some different life choices.
Now, here's the thing.
Well, I guess I could say Jesus made my life.
Okay.
So no, I'll say you guys can make my week.
So it's Jesus and then Harry?
Jesus,
is that what?
You guys are
direction.
Bullying her into Jesus juking herself. That's what is happening right now.
Amazing. Right on, Joelle. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Awesome.
All right. Welcome, guys.
Later. Wow. Static.
Hey, it's Sunny again.
Hey, Sunny.
I wanted to tell you a story about my son when he was 3.
Okay.
We were at a park, and there was this boy that was, had something wrong with him. He had maybe Parkinson's or something like that, and he was walking around the park, and there were some teenagers who were teasing him every time he would walk around the block. And my son, his little ball rolled over towards them, and he walked up to them, and he boldly said, "Be kind one to another." And the kids were dumbfounded. They and the girls were like, "He's so cute," and they started talking about it, and they're like, "He's right. We need to be cool for that kid. He's got some issues."
And then they said, "Thanks, Yoda."
I think he touched their lives. I think that they'll always remember him, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, rock on.
Right on. Thanks for the call, Sonny. See, it's like being bold. Little 3-year-old. I
be
would have sat
bold.
There and
share
okay,
your faith.
Be bold one to another.
One to another.
Cool.
I like the fact that he speaks King James.
Exactly. Was,
I can't even speak James, King James now.
Thou hast bested my mind.
I can't even speak
mind.
Normal. Yes. My mind, it hath exploded.
Static.
Hey, so is Ginger's tough then? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. From all- you don't mess with them.
We used to make a show that says, "Don't make me tell my ginger friend."
Wow.
Man.
I just feel like that would
there
be
are, there are. Let me tell you something. If you made that shirt, you would probably make a lot of money off of
you
it.
You probably would. Yeah.
But there are some thoughts that we keep on the inside.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
For self-preservation.
Oh, man. 505-338-3700
totally see,
the phone number.
I can see that shirt at one of those YOLO stands in the mall. That's what I call them. The, you know, the little T-shirt stands.
We have all the little slogans.
You call them YOLO stands?
YOLO stands. Because when that came out, every shirt said YOLO.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like YOLO and a marijuana flower. Every shirt.
Right. It's true.
Every
it's sad,
single one.
But true. 505-338-3700.
Plant?
Whatever it is.
Shows you how skilled I am at that.
We got to take a quick break. It's just before 9 o'clock.
Quit drinking drugs.
Coming up in the next hour.
I tell you, I don't know what that marijuana is, but you bring it in here, I'll drink it.
I'll drink anything for a beer.
That's right.
And with that.
And with that.
Amazing.
I'm
we're
just
obviously
kidding.
Educated.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Super educated on this station.
We got to take a quick break. Coming up, we're going to have Rick in studio talking about a noise event this weekend. Which means we got to bid adieu.
No!
Yes. Say adios.
Adios.
To our dear friend Sam Swan.
Hey, it's been a great morning.
It has.
Thanks for having
it's
me.
It's been fun. Thanks for helping us try to define bullying. I'm glad that this turned out to be nothing.
Well, you know, the football thing, that's just silly.
I'm thankful to our audience who called in because I was seriously expecting more of a 50-50 conversation because it seems like it's going that direction. And
great insight. Some of the folks that called, all the folks that called in had great comments, and some of the ones online also great comments.
Honestly,
and great insight.
There's a guy here online that I think really puts a nail on the head, David. He says, "How dare those kids be good at something?"
Yeah.
Right.
And that's
the
big, that's the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
How dare you be good at something?
Yeah.
And I'm glad it worked out for the coach that I mean, you know, the aftermath of the story
that
he was cleared on that. So that's a good thing, too.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we'll be talking with Rick right here on this here morning show. And again, Sam Swan, thanks for coming in, man. We'll see you again next week.
Next week.
All right. Next week is November.
I know, isn't that weird?
Gosh. All right. Quick break.
Quick break.
It is Flashback Friday. Some good old Hall & Oates for you.
You know we love it.
On your Friday drive. Steve Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them. Amen. All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What haircuts.
I got a haircut today. I got a haircut recently.
No. It inspired me. Stand by. Put the illest beat on. Let this brother speak on. Play this in your minivan. It is CMOS the Morning Party.
Hey, hey.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. We got a guest in the studio.
Yeah, welcoming to the show, our boy Rick.
Word.
I feel like you need to have a hip-hop name. Rick just doesn't cut it.
Celeste came up with Rickolas, but that's not a hip-hop
Rickolas?
Name. Yeah, dude, she gave me that name like a minute ago.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous, right? That's what I'm going to tell her.
No, it's not ridiculous. It's Rickdiculous. That's hard to say.
Yeah, say that three times. Say that.
I can't even say it once. What are you talking about?
Rickolas?
What you talking about, Rickdiculous?
There you go.
There you go. There it is.
Oh, man. You are in studio hanging out with us for a very important reason. You throw down these amazing events, and they're free.
Yeah.
And people need to get involved.
Yeah.
We got 10 hip-hop artists tonight, actually, at the Lobo Theater. Dude, there's a lot going on at the Lobo Theater right now. I love what's happening down there. That venue, that area, that place. I'll be there this Sunday for church.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. But let's talk about noise. Let's talk about what's going on tonight.
Dude, 10 hip-hop artists, like you said, throughout the state of New Mexico with Noises, a collaboration of hip-hop artists throughout the state of New Mexico.
Yeah.
So if that's you, you listen to the station, and you're like, man, I'm a Christian. I'm a hip-hop artist.
Yeah.
Get at us, because truthfully, we got a like, if we were to put on a full on, we could put on a full on festival with all the artists that we have. We got over 20 artists involved with Noise.
Wow.
And we're featuring about three new artists that no one from Noise. These are three new artists that are coming up.
That's cool.
That we're featuring. And so, really just giving them a platform to speak from, dude, because truthfully, we're all vessels, we're all instruments, and we all got talent, dude. And so, I mean, it's just putting them together and bringing events together.
Yeah.
And just loving the community, loving the lost, and evangelizing the lost, man. Because truthfully, that's why it's free, man. Because
yeah.
What non-believer is going to come to a concert where they don't know the hip-hop artist and they're going to have to pay for it?
Right.
So we all are on the same page. None of the artists get paid. They just do it out of the heart. It's a ministry for them.
Yeah.
And we don't make a dime at it. But truthfully, man, it's powerful, man. It's huge.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. It's tonight at the Lobo Theater. 10 hip-hop artists. Doors open at 5
battle.
O'clock. Yeah, at a B-boy battle.
Dude.
B-boy. No guns. Leave your guns at home.
Yeah. No, B-boy. Dude.
I'm just kidding.
Do you remember when people used to spin on their heads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. What do I remember?
This guy's still spinning on his head.
Heck yeah, we break out the cardboard in the living room all the time.
All the time.
Dude.
With your Cheech mustache?
Yes, dude. We absolutely grab break-in. We throw it on the TV. We get our cardboard.
Break-in.
Break-in. Dude, break-in. Yeah, I just referenced
wow.
Break-in.
What?
Awesome. What?
Hey, Jason from Louisiana says your nickname should be Rickdonkulous.
Rickdonkulous. Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. Pretty crazy.
I like that.
Yeah.
Gotta come up with a name for you.
I don't know.
Hip-hop artists have to have cool names. And I realize you're not right. Like necessarily a hip-hop artist playing tonight, however.
Yeah.
Coming in here talking about a great hip-hop event with people like Anonymous, Chris Kaliko, Relate, Christ Blood, and then you're like, I'm Rick. It doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right.
Check me. I'm Rick.
Yeah. Hello,
you should come to my
Rick
event. Here. It's called Noise. We spell it N-O-Y-Z-E. Yeah, boys. Bring in the noise. I'm Rick.
Yeah, right? We gotta change it.
Don't shoot me. I'm just kidding.
No, that's true. I'm loving
what?
You, dude.
Hey,
you know what? My face is about as red as my shirt right now, so we're good to go.
Okay.
I'm speechless over here.
He's speechless.
I'm just kidding. I got to give you a hard time.
Yeah.
How many years have we known? We've known each other so many years. It's awesome.
Dude, it's been, a minute.
It's been a minute, dog.
Yeah.
No, the first time Waverly ever came
like
7 to
years.
First time Waverly ever came and had to stay a few years. A few years ago.
Yeah,
yeah, you didn't stay a few years at my house.
Well, it seemed like it, because Jeremiah was there cutting wood.
yeah, right?
We had to stay a few days here in Albuquerque a few years ago, and Rick let us sleep in his place.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. We had couches, we had floor space. There might have been an air mattress in there somewhere.
Are you still rocking the 7-hour Bible study?
We toned it down.
It's only 5.5 now.
Yeah. I just remember the Waverly guys here, and they're like, man, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and they're still talking, and we're like, do we go to bed? Do we kick it? Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Hey. Jeremiah's over in the corner with an axe, literally cutting wood.
Boom! Boom!
You know what happened is I got married, dude. So when you get married, you kind of have to tone it down.
Yes.
It's no longer till like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, because the wife's like, it's 12.
Yeah.
It's time for people to go.
It's time for people to leave.
Yeah. Another good way to learn how to tone it down is become a radio host, where you have to, you're like, hey, it's 9:30.
It's 9:30.
Shut up.
I have to get up at 4 a.m. Good night.
I'm an adult. Leave me alone.
A great hip-hop event tonight at the Lobo Theater. Doors open at 5 p.m. It starts at 6 o'clock. It is free. But, dude, 10 hip-hop artists, special guest DJ Eclectic. Dang, B-Boy Battle. This is legit. You guys got a lot going on tonight. What is the, you come in here and you talk about noise. You've hosted multiple events with this. Is it a quarterly thing? Is it just a when we can get it together thing? Like, when do you guys do these? This I know they're kind of regularly.
This past year we did about 4 of them. This is our fourth one coming up.
Okay.
And this upcoming year, we're actually going to do it quarterly.
Okay.
We're actually going to really lock in each date.
Beautiful.
Way ahead of time.
Okay.
And our hope is eventually to come to, you know, small towns like Taos.
Yeah.
Or like just different areas and really, you know, bring this in like huge.
Yeah.
And hit the streets and do that. But right now, this coming up year, we're looking at 4 venues.
Okay.
And 4 different venues. Like, I think we're going to look at 508 here locally. Obviously, Lobo. And possibly a couple others.
That's
here
cool.
Locally. And then we're probably going to hit Santa Fe once again this coming up year.
All right.
So there'll be a schedule. We're getting things going. There's only 3 of us that are like, you know, like the
running
main
the game.
Core. Yeah, running the game. And the 3 of us are married, got kids. One of us got 4 kids. One of us got, I have 2. And then my other boy has 2 as well. So we're family, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's like a part time thing for us.
So is there free daycare at these events?
I'm right. Yeah. Free daycare at the back. No, there's not.
Hey, you know what? If there was free daycare at these events, maybe some of your friends would go more, because I got 3 kids.
He got 3. Also, do the daycare, like, do they have a little mat that the babies can break dance on?
Yes.
And
it's
baby,
like the alphabet.
Baby break dancing is essentially you just lay the baby down and spin it.
Yeah. We teach them the ABCs, another bad creation, and then they go out, Aisha. Sorry, anybody? No? All right.
No.
All right.
You.
Another bad creation? You guys don't remember
but you know,
that?
You know
you
what's dope?
Yourself,
that's
sir.
If we don't, have a daycare, but there is no age limit. And my little boy, dude, he's like, I call him 2 3/4 because he's over the, you know, the 2.5 mark.
Yeah.
So he's 2 3/4.
Okay.
And
is that his rap name?
Yeah, that's a dope name. I think I'm gonna. That's my hip hop name.
This is 2 3/4.
2 3/4.
He's like. He won't even say hey because he's embarrassed. He came in, Rick brought him in the other day, and he said, give him 5. And that kid just looked at me and then went,
nope.
And I was like, 2 3/4? I bought your last album. Leave me alone. Give me some love here. Do something.
So amazing.
He was there, though, dude. My son was there and his little cousin, and they saw the B-Boy battle, and they started trying to spin on their heads. And,
that's awesome.
And breakdancing and rolling on the floor and, you know, kind of being mopped, dude. It was kind of cool.
Wow.
So we didn't even have to mop the place.
There,
my son did it for
there you go. Incredible. It's going down tonight, the Noise event at the Lobo Theater. Again, doors are at 5 p.m. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's free. There's 10 hip-hop artists. Where can people go to find more information?
Noise.org.
Okay. Noyze. noise.org.
Yeah. All right. And you could always email us. You can call us.
Are you going to have, now, I know you're working on a schedule, so it's not up yet, but once that gets implemented, I'm sure that's where people should keep it locked for information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. It's going down tonight. Free event at the Lobo Theater. Details, noise.org. That's NOYZE.org. Get there, check it out.
And, it is free.
Dude, yeah. Rick! I mean, I don't know. We got to come up with a B-boy name.
Rick Donkulous.
Rick Donkulous in the house.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having us.
On the way, Culture Shock from Muse. Don't forget to get to noise.org for all the details. Tonight's event is free, man. You have no excuses.
You don't.
It's Team Awesome Motor Party.
Now.
Static. Go!
Let the broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey, everybody. Today is Flashback Friday.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little rainy, a little dreary outside, so we thought we'd brighten your day with a little Hall & Oates.
A little Hall & Oates to get you going.
We don't remind you, listener, that your kiss is on our list. Thanks for listening.
Actually, Kiss contains a lot of bacteria. And
hey,
so
check it out.
That's
bacteria.
Exactly where
yeah,
I was
we
going.
We think so much come alike. Here. Come here.
And currently happening in studio
and speaking,
is a hug.
Yeah, speaking of lists, top on my list of worst people ever, Mitch is in studio.
Give me a hug. Give me a hug.
Nope.
Let's do an e-hug. Just kidding. She's not the worst person ever. She's one of the best.
She is one of the best. You know what? We joke, and then today we're talking about bullying. It's National Bully Prevention Month, and this whole month we have failed at it.
Should we make a commitment on air?
A formal, official apology?
No, those never happen.
She has to file an official.
You guys don't.
No, she needs to file an official on-air complaint.
Oh.
And then we will respond
with an
on-air
commitment.
But then
if it becomes official, then people will think we're being serious about it.
No, on-air official.
Oh.
Oh,
like,
so
where
it's not real?
Like,
is that
right
what you're saying,
now,
that we lie?
No, Mitch. What I'm saying is when you file something on air, it's you say it on air.
You
so
know,
our listening audience.
Okay, here we go.
That's who we're reporting to.
Go ahead.
I think it's really ironic that it's National Bully Prevention Month.
Awareness Month.
Awareness Month.
Yes.
And that's all you guys have been doing to me all month. Well,
right,
ever
we're
since
we're making people aware that bullies still exist and that I feel like we've done a fantastic job because we're an education station.
And
we're on
go.
The education band. We're trying to teach people that what not to's, right?
No.
Oh.
So,
okay.
What is actually happening is that you guys are bullying me, and I'd like to file a complaint.
Oh, no.
Who do I file a complaint to? The music director?
You are
or
filing it right now to the listening audience.
Okay,
yeah.
This
well,
is an official on-air complaint.
I want everyone to know that this doesn't just happen on air. It happens 24 hours of the day. If they are around me, it is happening.
Yep. Sure.
Well, we are here to tell you.
But no. I am here to tell you.
Yeah.
That I forgive you.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
I don't need you guys to say I'm sorry. I don't need you guys to even show a little bit of remorse or sadness or whatever about this. I forgive you because today is Forgiveness Day.
We're going to try harder.
No.
We're going to do it.
I mean, I really appreciated that week of being really nice to Mitch thing. That was really cool when Don was here.
That was an exhausting
awesome
week.
That was pretty exhausting. Speaking of bullying and taking away things that are wonderful, Australia's National Health and Medical Research Council has decided to bully children. Yeah, I know. That's the first thing I thought of, too. This last week was Jack Jeter's 10th birthday, my son. And here's the thing. Birthdays are fun. They're exciting. They're awesome. We celebrate them every morning at 6:45. In fact, if you want to get a birthday shout-out in, send them to us, studio@mystaticradio.com.
We're not too late.
We celebrate birthdays every day.
Yeah,
for
tomorrow is my dad's birthday.
Boom!
Happy birthday, Mr. Mermunk.
Well, Australia's National Health and Medical Research Council came out this week with guidelines for childcare agencies. that are calling for new, stricter hygiene rules. Among the rules, a ban on blowing out candles on a birthday cake.
Okay. One.
Tell us why.
I understand. Because, okay, do you eat the kids' birthday cake after they blow out
Yes,
the
we do. We did this weekend at Jack's
kid.
Party. Who cares?
It's not my kid. I ate all the cake.
Yeah, we did. We ate a bunch.
Now, he had, like, it was little cupcake cake.
Yeah.
It was a cake that was
made of cupcakes
under the giant
layer of frosting.
Oh, that's cool.
Was cupcakes.
Yeah. I love that because then you don't have to cut anything. You literally just peel off a cupcake.
That's
That's what it is. You bake a bunch of cupcakes together and then shape it like a cake and then frost over it as one piece.
That's a good idea.
Ah? Genius. My wife. Freaking Martha Stewart over there. She's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Also, shout out to Costco.
Shout out to Costco.
For making the world's only cupcake cake.
So here's the thing. They're trying to ban candles on birthday cakes, and here's why. A recent study by Clemson University. Researchers found 183 different bacteria on a birthday cake. In general. This is before the candles are blown out. 183 bacteria on a birthday cake.
Wow.
How much bacteria do you think they identified after the birthday candles were blown out?
Oh, I'm afraid. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
How much was the first number?
183.
185. at least two more bacteria. Because you got this.
At least three times that.
No, you got the
so
one kid.
Like 600 bacteria?
Yes.
There's always that one kid that sneezes.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay. So from 183 to say 600, that's over three times the amount of bacteria.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. No. 3,000.
Yeah! So gross. Yeah.
So next time you're at a birthday party and this little kid goes.
Exactly. Okay, I remember the first time a birthday cake was ruined for me. That's disgusting. I'm so glad that that's my mic next. Yeah. Awesome.
Midday with Mitch.
On mic.
No longer bacteria free.
Awful.
Yeah.
Bacteria
anyway,
free. Middays with Mitch.
They smashed a friend's face in the cake. In the cake. I would not touch it. I was like five. I was like, no.
Come that's on.
Their nose was in that.
Right.
Not touching.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of evidence to suggest that maybe this bacteria study is just a little overbearing.
You think so?
The evidence that I want to bring to light is the fact that every person that is reading this,
yeah,
probably about 97% of you here in America have had a birthday with a birthday cake that you ate after you and possibly others blew out the candle.
Well, think about when it's a little kid and it's like, all right, siblings, help your brother.
No!
And there's like three of them and they're like, all right, and they blow as hard as they can and just spits going everywhere.
Because it's they're awesome. Kids and, that's how you build up your immunity.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what you do is you get a piece of like wax or a piece of paper. What is it? Like wax paper, parchment paper.
There you go.
Put it over and then stick the candles through that.
The suggestion was getting a separate cupcake and putting the candle on a different cupcake that the birthday kid eats and you blow that candle out. That's their suggestion. They don't necessarily want to ban on every cake, just on the communal cake.
I feel good about that. However, we're a little bit crazy about germs.
Yeah! 505-338-3700. Thoughts? Hello.
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 Is it Fun Joke Friday?
No.
It always is.
No, it's
on Fridays. It's also Flashback Friday.
It's also Birthday Cake Awareness Friday.
And Pay It Forward Friday.
Pay It Forward Friday. It's Phil Call-Ins Friday.
Do you have a joke for us?
Accepting your call-ins.
There's a pizza place by my house that serves slices.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
The guy behind the counter throws triangles in the air.
Go ahead.
Okay, that was really a lame joke. But hey, speaking of restaurants, I know of a restaurant that's in Knob Hill that is really cool. They burn or they toast into their bun. The name of the restaurant, B2B. I'm going there this Sunday, and it's going to be awesome.
What? You can't it's a non-commercial station. However, if you would like more information about what he is talking about,
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Thanks, caller. Static!
However, if you would like more.
Hello.
I just heard you.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Mom Fernando.
Mom Fernando.
Good morning.
The Fernando family, we usually have birthdays for the kids, but we usually have a cake bite.
A what?
A cake bite.
A cake bite?
Bite? Oh, they bite the cake instead?
Well, whoever's birthday it is, most likely, Jedediah will grab a handful of the cake and smear it all over their face.
There
yeah,
you go.
That's what's okay. going to happen here in November. Brody's turning 1 year. Usually we'll just get him his own little thing, and it's like he has had none sugar leading up to this point in his life.
Oh,
so
my
usually
gosh.
It's the first time you give him the little cupcake or whatever, and then yes, hands just dig in. It's all over his face.
He's gonna be so happy, and then a brain crash.
It's gonna
you
be
know
amazing.
The way to prevent this bacteria thing. We just quit using sugary frosting. We use like a solidified form of mayonnaise.
Gross.
Nobody's gonna eat that.
Our cake is with whipped cream, and the kids just get it all over everybody.
Yeah, see, what I'm saying is if we used mayonnaise, you'd blow out the candles, and then you would throw the cake away. Or you'd have the one weird kid that would eat the cake.
So actually, everybody wears the cake, so if you get lucky to taste the cake, you're pretty much lucky.
There you go.
That's
great. I love it. Thanks, Mom Fernando.
Thank you.
Love you, guys.
Love you, too.
In Mexico, we got to celebrate a birthday, and it's tradition in at least Puerto Vallarta to bite the cake, like literally take a bite of the cake. And they usually don't want to because the cake gets smashed in their face.
Right.
I didn't have any cake in Mexico, and there was a birthday that we celebrated three times there.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
No cake.
I don't think I still had a piece of cake from Jack's birthday party where he blew the candles out, and he turned 10, so there was 10 candles. And so it's when you got these little lungs and you're trying to blow out 10 candles, you got to really go for it.
Yeah.
And he did. I ate that 3,000 plus bacteria.
Wow.
Static.
Hello, I have a joke for you.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Oh, good.
Yes.
You probably woke up earlier than I did, so you beat me up.
Oh. Your brilliance is only mastered by your terrible phone reception.
Wow.
Static!
Yeah, I had two things, one about the birthday cake and one about, bullying. But the birthday cake, I don't think it would matter how much bacteria gets on it. Nothing's going to stop me from eating any sort of cake.
Because
cake's delicious, dude. Like, if you don't eat cake, something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know? But no, but and then there's just, the bullying thing you guys are talking about, this morning is, I believe in, awareness bullying. That's cool, yeah. I don't like bullies either. But I think it's gotten to a point to where if somebody does anything to anyone else, it's like, oh, you're bullying me.
Right.
Or that's not okay. I feel bullied. And it's like, just give me a break. Like, I think society as a whole has gotten off, dude.
Society.
Society.
But yeah,
society.
You guys have a good morning, sir.
You too.
Share my opinion.
All right. Thanks. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's been a good show this morning.
Has it? It's almost over, Mitch.
Yeah.
What?
It's just about over.
I just got here.
I know. Welcome to the show. But you have 4 more hours to talk about all these amazing things.
But I thought you guys were going to hang out with me.
We were talking bullying. We talked birthday candles. I will never stop putting birthday candles on my kid's cake.
No,
if you don't
want to
eat my kid's bacteria, don't have a piece of cake.
Okay.
That's actually a really great way to ensure that you actually get some cake. Because my son's birthday was this last week, and I turned around because it was like, blew out the candles. Okay, now I'm going to start getting plates and stuff. Oh, wait, they're cupcakes. And I turned back around and 83% of the cupcakes were gone.
Yep.
Gone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
be careful.
Whoa!
With that.
You don't mess with little kids
and their
cake, man.
Nope.
There was no messing around with that.
No.
It was unbelievable. So, yeah, maybe this will ensure that you actually get some.
Hmm.
Or what you do is you, right before the kid's about to blow out the candles, you get a little food coloring, blue food coloring, and you have them gargle with that. And then when they blow out the cake, you just all the speckles. You just cut around
the hat.
This one
has the least amount of speckles.
You cut around the little
speckles. I love those
speckles. Yeah,
I'm trying to find one of the most influential things that was. It deterred me from bullying in childhood, besides the fact that I was a shrimp.
Right.
Shrimp is an old word that was used to describe people that were tiny. You might not be. Here it is.
That's what I learned today.
This is what the children need nowadays.
Us.
There is an episode of a show that helped me grow up.
Yeah.
It taught me everything I know about
cell phones,
about bullying, about carrying your cell phone to school, maybe ordering some pizza, but having a pretty good relationship with your teachers and principals.
Yeah.
And being able to use that relationship to do whatever you want.
And about how the smart girl usually ends up being the prettiest actually when they grow up and they're not on camera anymore.
Elizabeth maybe so.
Barkley, I'm talking to you.
And this show is called Saved by the Bell. And the episode was called Pinned to the Mat. Zach bets against a Valley wrestler named Marvin Nynick that Slater will win his wrestling match against him. Mm-hmm. However, things go wrong when Slater decides to quit wrestling. Screech stands in for him, but he is not as built for wrestling as Slater is and does not do so well. Mm-hmm. What was going on is they were getting bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned through the examples of Zach, Slater, Screech, Kelly, Lisa, Jesse, and even Mr. Belding, that bullying was wrong. And there's no place for it in a world where we're supposed to be showing God's love to people.
Yep.
I feel like you just ended an episode of that.
Yeah.
That's how the episode ends.
End of South Park? Is this that final moment of South Park?
Yes!
Where all of a sudden Kyle says something intelligent and everybody feels convicted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Jefferson.
I just want you guys to know. That's what helped me understand bullying.
Amazing.
Saved by the Bell. It also gave me this weird complex where I feel like I felt like I had to date like a million girls, and that didn't work out so well. So not everything, you know, but the bullying definitely.
You can now.
There were
tell
also
the difference.
Pivotal episodes about substance abuse, environmental protection, and graduation.
Amazing.
However, there were only so many girls.
Yeah.
And if you stole the principal's car, how to cover that up? Which we won't go into because it didn't work out the way I thought it was going to.
Wow.
Sorry.
Anyway, amazing.
That's what I learned today.
If you missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/morning, you can catch our amazing podcast. And I'm telling you, today was a good one.
It is a good.
Coming up Monday, we're going to be talking with Brooks. He is the national spokesperson for National Bully Prevention Month. He's teaming up with this little band called One Direction. They're going out on the road. They're doing a big campaign.
One
He's going to be
Direction.
On the morning show.
Is that a Christian band?
We're working on an interview with him as well. I just want to
say right now that if they are going to be here, I will be in
of
studio.
Of course you will.
Not because I'm a big fan of One Direction. Uh-huh. I know that one song that they play at prom.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I will be here just to say that I interview and I will talk. I will not be nervous because these are just little boys.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Just so you know.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now
and goodbye.
Hey, I'm still here.